Welcome to Vito's Corner.
Hip-hop told me that you out of order, right?
Yeah, I'll be out of order. Sometimes the bathroom be out of order. It goes through a lot of shit. But look, check this out. I like Steelmatic. I don't like...
We all make mistakes, big bro.
Well, he made a big one.
He made a big one.
I'm telling you, he made little ones and big ones.
He made a big one.
Big boo boo.
Because he be out of bars.
Joe, I want to holler at y'all about this Drake shit, right? So it's like, I said, goddamn it, Drake was bogus for fucking these niggas' bitches, but I think I was wrong about that, bro, because it's like, that's like Drake workplace. Them not really his homies.
Not only that, though, but he might don't look at it like, I ain't in no room to judge. I told you I did some shit to my cousin, but I didn't look at it like that. When you a superstar, you think we all fucking the same bitch.
Yeah.
We don't care. If it ain't your main thing, then I ain't gonna really, goddamn it, I ain't gonna be playing around like that. I get what Drake just a player.
But I think he don't care because it's like, nigga, this is industry relationships. It's not niggas I grew up with.
Nah, that's true.
That's a different type of ball game. Like,
nah, that's true. That's
so what you saying, it's all about bitches?
No, I'm just saying like in that game, in that industry game, it's like, you know, it's all about upping. You always got to have one up on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he just playing chess, bro.
Then we don't know the context. Like, it could have been got like the shit where, I guess, with Ja Morant or whatever, he could have fucked with her first, and then he just mad that he fucked with her. We don't know necessarily how the shit then broke down or whatever. They could say it's over bitches. It could be over something else.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the topic, let me just introduce the show.
I was just saying they shouldn't, my fault for him.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying they shouldn't take it so personal because I don't think Drake y'all
can't
friend.
Say that, folks.
I'm saying I don't think Drake y'all friend. I just think he got to have a business relationship with y'all.
Maybe he portrayed as more as
if somebody messed up the money on or something like that, yeah, take it personal. You feel me?
Nah, but not only that.
Over no bitch.
Not only that, though.
Over no female, over no woman.
He portrays them niggas as brothers and certain shit, though.
Yeah, because that's why he.
But that's industry. That's
but
like,
everybody don't take like, it. It's industry.
No, yeah, because he mad at Kendrick.
It's a persona. It's like he just painted a picture to the people. Like, yeah, we all cool. But bro, that nigga ain't cool with them niggas, bro. He shows it.
But he fake mad at Kendrick for the diss because he feel like, God damn it, I thought we was cool. We did songs together. I took you on
tour. I see your point on that too, but I see Drake's point. I see both points. Because he took Shorty at a place where he wasn't even known, took him on tour. If you see videos, a lot of niggas like A$AP Rocky thanking Drake. Like, Drake the only nigga that showed me love, like, took me on tour. He had to fight against his label to take them niggas on tour. Shit like that. So when you doing shit for shock value, you like, nigga, don't do no shit like that.
No, Drake threw alley hoops and he called alley hoops, bro.
So nah, for sure.
It's like, that's for what sure. He do, bro.
He's paid his debt to the game, for sure, for sure. Where he's at, it ain't no surprise. I just like what's going on, man.
No, I like what's going on. That's why, even with the situation, I felt you when you said Kendrick, but like I said, in that instance, it's like, nigga, you know they gonna keep saying I got a response and I really don't have no beef with you. So now you forcing my hand, and I don't really want to diss you. Like, Drake likes shit to be real, bro. I understand that. I want to really, nigga.
I feel him on that.
Like, I want to, like, not fuck with
yeah,
you, nigga.
Yeah, because, you know, we talked about the situation with me or whatever.
Go ahead. I had that convo, too.
Talking about the situation. I'm not finna, one of my homies, he wanted to rap beef. I'm not finna be going back and forth doing some rap shit, bro. Now, we can get into it, and we can go there, take it that route, then we can rap about that or whatever, but I'm not finna be back and forth with you how cold I am than you or none of that.
Hold that thought right there. Welcome to episode 44 of Vito's Corner. I am your host, Vito Van Gundy. Next to me is my main man, partner, Grind King Music, and you know we got Big Bro in the building. Now, I want to touch on that topic. Let's get into the cold shit. Do you feel the same sentiments for Cole? Because Cole look at Buddy like a homie. And we know, me and you had this talk off air, and it was like, as a hip-hop fan, I want to see the drama. But as a man, bro, I know how Cole carry himself, and he said it in line with his spirit. So the shit you just said is kind of same thing he said. He don't really got no personal gripe with dude.
Yeah, but you already sent the shot, though. Once the shot, is fired, it's fired. Hey, you not going to hit me and then tell me you sorry. No, I'm finna hit you back.
But he also said he moved off what the people saying.
I don't think it ain't too much that he shot his son a shot. He upped that motherfucker, but he really ain't want to blow it. You know what I'm saying? He did it out of peer pressure, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, bro, I respect that man as a man for saying what he said, bro.
No, I respect him to be able to stand up and do something that ain't never been done before as far as, you know, just being a bigger man or whatever. But, man, this is hip-hop, bro.
This nah, at the end of the day, my hip-hop card, like, you don't do that. That's career suicide, fo.
Yeah.
It is. You just, if you ain't gonna say nothing, if you really fuck with him, just don't say nothing at
everybody
all.
Everybody named mama coming to J. Cole.
Like,
right
you
now,
can't like. Even go say psych. I was just bullshit. You can't even put out a diss record. If he touch your ass up right now and you say something back, we won't even care.
No, bro, I don't think it's going to kill his career at all, bro. I think that was a real stand-up dude shit to do, bro.
Nah, but when I say career suicide, I mean the hip-hop world.
He can't talk that.
Bro, let me tell you something. That diss, you can tell the nigga was holding back because that wasn't even Cole. Like, Cole can really put them words together, bro. That shit sounded like, I don't really want to do this shit. Because he took weak shit.
Don't do
shit.
It then.
All
no,
of
it. But
all
he did it awesome. You know what I'm saying? But he like, Joe, that's not me, bro. It's not me, bro. So he backed up off that shit. Bro.
Everybody shit sound like that except Ross.
Yeah. Now look, and we just to stay on Cole, I get what you're trying to do, bro. I did the same thing because I fucks with dude. I understand it. But in the same token, it's like, bro, this is hip-hop, folks. This is hip-hop. And you got to stand on business when you can't be around here saying you dead nigga test your pen. I can't wait for a nigga to play with me. And then you get on stage and apologize.
Yeah.
They've been slighting you for this nigga for the longest. This is your chance to prove he can't fuck with me. And y'all could be homies after that.
Nah, bro.
Nas and Jay did it.
Because Drake just threw him under the bus.
Nah.
Drake just threw him up under the bus.
Drake ain't throw him under the bus.
Bro, ain't nowhere in the hell you can do a friendly battle, bro. Like, it's going to get messy, bro.
How?
It's going to get... I'm talking about with
street
shit.
Niggas, you can't?
I ain't saying no street shit.
With Benny Siegel and Davis. I ain't talking about no street shit.
That didn't really transpire into that, though.
What?
No real street shit. There wasn't no real.
No, they
nah,
niggas
back then, them niggas wanted they, to be street.
They, yeah, they
so,
might
so.
They might have gotten to a fight or something. But
no, what I mean, they said the shit could have got real. They was looking for each other. Niggas was on that.
Yeah, nah, them beefs back then was really like that. Shit took it to
you
the streets.
You catch a nigga, I whoop a nigga.
But this shit right here ain't got no street on it right here, bro. I don't think it's gonna be no street shit. But I'm just saying to the point where it's like they gonna be saying shit about one another. That's disrespectful, bro. They really cool.
I don't think, like, listening to all three records, I don't think none of them really want to do this.
No. Drake wants to do this. Drake is fed up. He lost one. He saw how people turned his back on him. He like, I'm finna show y'all these niggas can't fuck with me. And he's in the perfect position to take over because now it looks like it's so many people against him. So all he had to do was just stay with some heat and he gonna look like he won. Because he got Ross against him, A$AP Rocky against him. He got Metro Boomer against him,
Scott.
Future against him. All these, he ain't got Travis Scott against him.
He was on the album.
Yeah, but nah, these niggas ain't saying nothing. He just shouted Travis out into this. He just told him, you ain't in a big three, nigga. SZA got you wiped down. Yeah. Travis got you wiped down. Savage got you wiped down. Like, he was talking, and a lot of people, y'all talking about that diss. Now, we off Cole, because I'm like, Cole, you tucked your tail. I fuck with your albums. I'm not going to dismiss your catalog. You know it's hard for me to say this. I'm a Cole fan.
He ain't tuck his tail. He put his grown man suit on, bro. Stop that bullshit,
I mean,
bro.
You could, if he could put a suit over his tail, man, then that's
should,
what
he
can
get. What
are you talking about?
It was time to ski mask up, fool.
It was time, bro.
How you gonna ski mask up?
Cause he been talking.
Look, no ski mask type of dude, man.
He been talking this. You the coldest. So when if you to be the best, you got to beat the best.
And
they can do that in work, bro. They ain't gotta do that.
Nah, they have to do that, folks.
They can do that in work, bro.
In hip hop,
body at work.
But this is they work.
You tell me how many niggas
they ain't gotta kick each other, bro.
In hip hop,
the nigga kicking him, steady kicking him.
If in hip hop, he haven't been battle tested, bro.
Bro, and I'm sorry. That's good for us, bro.
Drake been battle tested. The Canadian's been
Drake
battle tested.
Drake is battle fucking tested.
Kendrick ain't been battle tested.
You know they coming out, they saying he got ghostwriters.
Oh.
Kendrick.
That stop. We ain't gonna even deal with that. They gotta prove a rep. I don't want to see that writer credit shit. Show me a reference track where a nigga saying some shit that he's supposed to be saying. Cause I know what ghostwriter look like. Trust me, I know what it look like. Motherfucker gotta have some references that could be like, yo, look, I did this. But them niggas ain't been battle tested. But for now on, I will not say J. Cole is over Kendrick Lamar ever again.
You tripping.
I won't.
He not even in the big three no
man,
more.
Y'all tripping, man.
I ain't gonna say that.
He's not in the big three no more.
I can't put him over Kendrick no more, fo.
Man, you tripping.
How? Every MC I fuck with has been battle tested. Jay-Z, Tupac, Biggie. You have to be battle. If you gonna say you the best, you gotta be battle tested. Cole lost. I mean, Drake lost. But he won some, too. And he's supposed to be the softest nigga in the game.
He won the one that mattered.
Yeah. Man, and he didn't lose badly against Push, but he did lose. Now he's taking a worthy opponent. He don't pick his fighters, bro. I got to give him a credit.
Now is, you know what? We can go back and look at the Push.
Man,
shit.
That man don't lose no points for that shit. What you talking about, bro? Like, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Like Cole. I love Cole.
My mama, boy, you crazy.
So it hurt me to say it. It hurt me to say it.
Kendrick, still it didn't hurt me. Cole, cause I know Cole can goddamn put them words.
It didn't hurt me.
He ain't fucking with him, bro.
It did not hurt me.
I got to go and
that
put
that man just a bigger motherfucker king than the rest of them. Fuck you talking about, nigga.
No,
that wasn't no Kumbaya.
You don't want to do that shit.
You right. You
y'all,
right.
We want that shit.
Nah, you right. You right.
That shit
you
ain't cool.
You right. But that wasn't no Kumbaya moment. That was not a Kumbaya moment, fo.
What?
That's not.
Get the fuck
if a nigga
here,
did that in basketball and didn't take the challenge,
here,
y'all would frown upon that nigga.
Come on, bro.
It ain't about
what sport.
Now listen. If you sit up here and talk about when soon my pen tested,
the only thing that man did wrong was goddamn it, get peer pressure into doing that motherfucker.
Nah,
shit
he ain't peer pressure, but
yes, he did.
Now, listen,
no,
but if he would have goddamn it, if he would have stuck to his motherfucker guns and goddamn it didn't even respond to that nigga, bro. And just left it alone, bro. Like how you feel about it? It been cool, bro. But y'all, he gave y'all something to talk about, you know, that he lost one and he ain't the
nah, for his whole catalog consists of him telling motherfuckers that don't test his pen.
I'm a J. Cole fan.
And all of that. So
I love J. Cole.
So at the moment when somebody does test your pen, then the first thing you do, you fire a shot, then come back and be like, my bad, I was peer pressured. Nah.
If a nigga did what he did in any other form, art form, we will clown him.
You rather not? I rather him not said anything.
Rapper,
than did that.
Yeah, just not.
Bro, y'all don't.
It hurt my soul. Hey, listen, I couldn't sleep for 7 days. You couldn't sleep for 7 days. You couldn't sleep for a week.
That shit wasn't even out for 7 days, man. He's capping.
Some shit he said like that. I'm paraphrasing, but it was to that magnitude, and that was just like it hurt my soul, bro. It was like watching your favorite basketball player say, "I really can't fuck with him."
I didn't even call you. I didn't even call you.
I was hurt.
Bullshit, bro.
I was hurt. Bro.
You was expecting. You was expecting me to call.
Bro.
You didn't.
No, bro,
you tried
tripping,
to troll
bro.
Me and said something, and I was like, I don't even want to. I don't want to talk about this,
crazy, bro.
How, fo?
Because when you see some real shit, y'all motherfucker won't y'all want bullshit. Y'all want motherfucker to be messy.
What makes it bullshit?
Cause you want these two brothers to be going goddamn it at each other when goddamn he telling you this ain't for us, bro.
We didn't want that. He did.
You wanted that.
We watched Meek Mill and Drake go at each other. They're friends now. They dapped it up. Hey, it's a battle. This is hip hop, folks. Hip hop started from battling on the streets. Two MCs grab the mic. That's what it is.
The nigga with
Meek
that
Mills,
situation with me.
Cause Meek Mills and Drake showed y'all they dapped it up and did a song together. That don't mean they cool, bro. I don't mean they cordial.
That mean they cordial.
They ain't cordial shit. Nigga, they tricking you motherfuckers.
How they tricking?
They gonna make some money off you motherfuckers.
How they tricking?
But then, nigga, they ain't gonna never look at each other the same, nigga.
How?
Never.
He hopped on a song with him on
man,
championships.
Y'all tripping, bro.
He hopped right on the song with him on championships.
I just said, nigga, that shit for us. To make money. They gonna trick us, nigga. They don't fuck around, nigga. They ain't cool on no level, nigga.
I can't tell. He brought him out and he said, hey, bro, it is what it is.
That ain't cool.
Bro, and that ain't gonna be no real beef. Cause ain't none of them niggas no street niggas. That ain't gonna be no real beef, bro. It's just not gonna happen, bro.
That's why they don't got.
Why ain't nobody say no when Kendrick Lamar did the Control verse and people responded? It wasn't no problem. Now we got
Cole responded then.
Yeah, it's like why is this gonna be such a? It's gonna be some bad shit now.
I can see.
I ain't saying they gonna get out of here and have no motherfucking.
I can see what he's
gun
saying.
Gun battle.
I can see what he's saying. I
can see what he's saying from a humane standpoint.
Hey, bro.
As a hip hop, maybe.
Bro, why we gotta keep on putting on the monkey show? Bro,
maybe
for Cole. These people, bro.
Maybe Cole is at that point in his
y'all
life and his career.
These two kings can't live together in the same space. Bro. Crazy, bro.
Everything has to be a political thing. It's not putting on the show. This is hip hop.
But maybe
that's why niggas say my pen is better than yours. If it wasn't that, you wouldn't be saying this in raps.
Yeah, but maybe Cole is to a point where he's starting to change his career and the type of music that he dropping that he just like, man, I'm not even on this type of time anymore.
Maybe you was just flogging this whole time. That's my guy, bro. Maybe you was just flogging.
Man, stop it, bro. That's how that shit is, Joe, motherfucker. That's part of the peer pressure. Motherfucker, maybe you just flogging.
Ain't
Joe,
no motherfucker.
Stop acting like that man pen. It's lesser than that man, other man, bro. Stop doing
look,
that shit, bro.
Look.
Don't do that, bro.
Why you keep using peer pressure like we told him to go sell the brick, folk?
We told him to do
what he does.
All right, so if a nigga walk around here and talk about how gangster he is or whatever, then when that moment come, goddamn it, and he don't act in the way that he said that he would, you want to look at that nigga like he crazy?
Would I look at him like he crazy?
You gonna be like, damn, this nigga ain't no motherfucker. You probably already thinking that, but then as soon as the moment happened, it's automatically confirmed. Like, yeah, you ain't like that.
We're
at all.
Asking him to do what he's been saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with his gun or his pen, bro. It's just pointed at the wrong person, bro. So if it was somebody else, he probably go lose, bro. He got some kind of love for the man, bro. He don't, that ain't the route he want to go.
Yeah, but that man obviously ain't got that love for you because he been shooting. This the second shot he done shot at you.
Hey man, that man over there trying to goddamn it find a way to goddamn it get back into this motherfucking mixtape.
I ain't gonna put that on. He ain't got
4 years. Ain't gonna get it. He gotta come on, drop some motherfucking more music, bro. Like, and he gotta really goddamn it get in the culture thing. He done lost us. He over there.
He
with
really
them.
Got a, like a cult like fan base.
Yeah, man, he over there with the mother folks.
I mean, when it come to that, Drake is definitely superseding them all.
Drake is number one, man. I'm sorry, bro.
And J. Cole, number two. I'm sorry,
J. Cole, number three. Might be four.
Tripping, man.
He might be four.
I got to put Future in that spot or something,
man.
Bro, you battle tested, bro. This shit come with hip-hop. I could see if you was more...
Future dissing.
Four up there talking like he motherfucker Andre 3000. Well, he just completely lyrical. He ain't calling nobody out. Andre don't gotta do shit like that. Andre ain't saying, I dare nigga to play with me, I roast him. These niggas ain't fucking with me. Woo woo, I'm the king. You talking big shit. You have to prove. This is not Andre 3 Stacks, who's lyrical and we know. He don't gotta be battle tested because that ain't his thing. He's just a lyrical genius, bro. That comes with it. Nigga, you cannot apologize, bro.
You really let Nas down, bro.
Yeah, that's exactly.
If
like
you ain't let Nas down before, you let Nas down.
It's like the lyrical shit is not what they gonna be doing. It's gonna be the messy shit that motherfuckers listening for. It's not the fucking lyrical bars where a mother saying some motherfucker exotic shit or some kid putting you up on game. Nah, he's talking about a motherfucker and saying some messy shit, bro. That's the shit you want to hear that.
But if you can do the messy shit clever,
you
want to hear that too.
The fuck out of here, bro.
But messy shit can be clever for real, though.
Man, fuck out of here.
You looking at it from a humane standpoint.
I'm looking from a grown man standpoint.
That's cool. That's grown man. But as a hip-hop artist, J. Cole, Jermaine Cole and J. Cole is two different people, bro. The artist and who he is at night, from a man's standpoint, I understand it. You just can't be out here talking like you that nigga.
I just wish that man wouldn't even pump fake with y'all, bro. I wish he just wouldn't even respond.
That's what he should have done.
That's the only thing that y'all got on, that you using
the word pump fake.
No, I just wish he didn't do it, bro, to the point where, goddamn it, y'all wouldn't have nothing to say, bro, because...
You know what I think?
I don't want to see them two brothers going.
You know what I think? I think he apologized. It wasn't because it was a grown man. That reception came out. The reviews came out on it. Everybody was saying it was me. And so now it was, I'm sorry, I ain't mean to do that shit.
Well, maybe he just has nothing to say about dude.
Come on, bro. Y'all hip hop, bro. You knew that shit was me. You knew that shit was like he didn't, he wasn't putting his, he didn't put nothing in that. Y'all know that, bro.
Bro.
Y'all act like y'all real hip hop dudes, yeah, right? Tell me, nigga, y'all didn't hear that pullback in that shit.
Nah,
it ain't that I hear no pullback. I just think he didn't have nothing to say.
Yeah, it was no gas in that tank, like.
What he's gonna say? He sold a million albums.
He gonna say some nasty shit. That's the only thing he's gonna do.
Only thing he can say is, "Oh, your album fell off." He can't say nothing about him. This is what makes it strategic.
That's what we think he can't say nothing about.
How?
He might got shit he could say about him.
He can't say
nothing. But he gonna say some shit that's gonna disrespect the man too far, bro. That shit gonna go too far. He's saying they gonna go in those streets and do no gunplay or nothing, bro. It's just, nigga, this is not a great example for me.
Drake.
Be seeing them two brothers.
Drake, you up, one.
Brothers. I ain't gonna hear.
Drake, you up, bro.
Yeah.
You're up. Jermaine Cole, bro. Your albums is forever be classics, certain albums to me, bro. You still in the big three for me. I just can't put you over K-Dot no more, bro.
Well, stop acting like K-Dot said some shit that just was so motherfucking cold that you... Come on,
that
bro.
Ain't what I said.
So stop it, bro. Stop. What do you add? Both of that shit was mild.
But period?
Both of them was mild.
See, he think I'm talking about the diss, and I'm talking about why the fuck are you apologizing for some shit that ain't
grown ass, man.
Yeah, for hip hop. Why are you? You didn't disrespect
him. Man, stop acting like hip hop set a great example for a motherfucker. No. Like that shit right there, the diss and shit, that shit done went too far. Stop acting like, you know what I'm saying, beefing and all that shit then caused two motherfucker other great artists to be in the ground.
That's
so
beef.
So stop acting like.
That ain't hip hop.
Nah. That's beef. Shit that we want to hear.
Beef.
Still, goddamn it, two motherfucker great artists lost their motherfucking lives. You know what I'm saying?
And you was championing one of them artists at that moment in your career.
Don't act like I wanted them to beef. I just was on the side. I'm still on J. Cole motherfucking side.
Oh, I still fuck with Cole.
No, you don't. You just down one on him.
Bro, if a basketball player called you out and you don't do nothing, you're down.
Man.
Bro, you going hip hop is comparison by nature. That's what it is, bro.
I'm just
bro.
Saying, stop with the bullshit. That's,
it's a competing sport.
That's
man.
What it is.
It's a competing sport. Right, He shouldn't. I'm with you. He should have never even put the shit out, bro. He should have never even put the shit
that's
out.
That's why you don't apologize.
No, that's why you apologize.
That's career suicide.
That's a man. When you can goddamn it see where the fuck you went wrong at and apologize as
J.
a man.
J. Cole the man.
Stop it, bro.
I salute you. What J. Cole the rapper.
Yes, I see.
He got to go completely conscious. And
music so motherfucking dead that y'all really want to see two positive motherfucking people turn negative. Y'all wild in a motherfucker.
No, music.
We living in a fucked up time, bro.
I've always want to see the best go at the best.
Man.
That's hip hop.
We like can see niggas. That on sales.
But these niggas not
it
winning.
It ain't gotta be going against each other.
But these
we
niggas
can see
not
that
win.
On sales.
It ain't like these niggas trying to win Nobel Peace Prizes.
We can see that on sales,
like that.
I'm not in the business of sales.
Man, get your ass
I'm
out
not.
Here. I'm just saying, we can see that on sales.
I don't
gotta see that goddamn and tie each
judge,
other down.
I don't judge a nigga talent strictly off
we
sales.
I don't, sales.
Nah, before, I don't. No, I don't. I don't think them going at it lyrically with each other would necessarily tear them down. That's steel sharp. And the steel at the same time.
Hey, listen here, bro. If any one of them get killed, what is it gonna do? I'm not literally killed. I'm talking about if I fuck you up in this motherfucker battle, what is it gonna do for your motherfucker?
It's gonna see who better.
Your finances and shit too.
If you a cold nigga, it shouldn't do nothing because it'll make you get better.
Man, y'all tripping.
It'll make
bro.
You
y'all
get better.
Saying anything right now,
If I'm around...
One man gonna lose, and he gonna lose bad.
If I'm around...
Just like with the motherfucker Drake and motherfucker Meek Mill. Meek Mill took a hit for that, bro.
Okay.
He took a fucking
paper,
hit for that, bro.
On paper, Jay-Z took a hit.
Did he
really take a hit?
No.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
No.
And when you looking at hip-hop standards, did he take a hit?
No.
Man, listen out of here, bro. Y'all tripping.
Did he, though?
Listen.
Did he take a hit, folks?
Come on, bro. You got a motherfucking... You got a J. Cole... And Kendrick Lamar type of rapper against Jay-Z, cool dude.
street.
If I'm around a more superior MC, it go to that, it's gonna make me kind of, you know, it's gonna fuck me up or whatever. But if I'm a skilled and good MC, it's gonna make me want to get better.
And if you win, I'm gonna say he got it.
And then he can go get better.
He got
come
it.
Come back, get at that man.
That shit ain't gonna lead to no beef, man.
I ain't saying no beef like what you like the shit that's back in the days beef. No, bro, it's bad for business, bro. It's not good for.
It's great for business.
It's only gonna be good for one motherfucker, and that's gonna be the winner, bro. The loser, that's not true.
Loser
is gonna have short.
When they drop their diss song, they're both gonna go up.
They don't have to do that. They was doing just fine. Dropping his music, how you drop his music. You drop your music, how you drop your music.
But
motherfucking sales and all that shit, let them people do all that when you put your work out.
And that's why you shouldn't be calling niggas out.
Nah, he ain't. Who? He called them out?
He's been dissing him for a minute. You want to hiss?
It's the difference if Cole just came out dissed him. I could see that, like, damn, I'm tripping. Nah, this nigga been shooting at you, goddamn it. You shoot. Nah, you can't do
Cole
that.
Cole been shooting at him,
right?
Too.
I guess you could say subliminal, but he took.
The Spider-Man mean is me looking at, and then you got
subliminal,
the subliminal,
right? They never really dropped no name, really.
All right, but this is hip hop.
It's all subliminals, right? They never really drop no names, right?
It ain't subliminal.
It's all good. It's all good for sales, bro.
It ain't subliminal for sales, bro. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
When you get his album, you listen to it, you're like, oh, it sounds like he this woo woo. Then when you get his album, oh, he got back at him. That shit sounded dope. It's cool like that, bro. But y'all want the motherfuckers.
Hold on. If it's subliminal, why he's apologizing?
No, this one right here was a response. He didn't say his name. The world knew he was responding. Stop playing, Vito. Now you trying to goddamn it. Now you tripping. Stop playing.
Hold on.
He was responding, and he letting the world know he responding. Fuck out of here. He ain't had to say no name at this point. And
how?
Then, nigga, he went past that other shit. He started saying albums and shit.
He said that on three or four songs already.
So listen.
He said your last shit was.
You know he was responding.
On three or four songs. He's been saying this nigga.
I fuck with him. Y'all.
Yeah, so this is my thing. If a nigga ain't said no names, why you apologize? Just let it go. Let that shit die down, bro. It's that simple.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I hate to say I told you so. I knew he'd do some shit like this. Like,
you ain't know he'd do that.
Because he's so righteous.
He's not a motherfucking ass. He's not the most righteous. This nigga's not Jesus Christ or nothing like that.
He kind of cool.
Nah, he cool. I just know. Look,
he ain't no more righteous than Kendrick Lamar.
Do what I say. This is what I'm saying.
He ain't no more righteous than Kendrick
Lamar. Too.
All right, then. He be ready to dust motherfuckers up. that righteous
shit. This is what I'm saying. He talks all of this. He's the coldest. Ooh, I bet. Ooh.
He is the coldest. He can feel that way. He can feel that way. Ain't you the coldest?
He can feel the coldest.
I don't want,
you cold right now, and the world don't even know you, but you still cold to you,
yeah,
right?
But look.
Cold too, right?
But
look,
yeah, but a motherfucker called me out.
But look,
I'm coming to see him.
To be honest with you, Fo. But to be honest, most of my music, I don't really rap about how cold I am.
I told you, you got a little beef. Y'all got that. You didn't even hear your name. You still got that right.
No, it depends.
Because I knew you and I know what's going on. That's all that needs.
If Cole ducked his tail to a nigga who ain't on his level and said, I ain't want to respond, I can understand that. I'm not asking him to respond, everybody. But this the nigga you've been calling out. You've been asking for this, bro. If you don't respond, just don't respond. You, bro, why are you apologizing? This is hip hop, bro. You don't have to apologize. You on the stage.
That's where he got caught up at. All that. Joe, this hip hop shit, Joe, go on, get back at him. This is what we do, Joe.
He got caught up in hip hop when he decided to get a hip hop. This is the shit he wanted to do.
Y'all look at niggas, Joe. When a nigga do real stand up man shit, Joe, y'all look at that shit.
The humane.
Corny and weak and. He's soft for that, and boy, y'all crazy.
Oh, no, no.
I ain't saying he's soft.
No, you expect him to do it, so you already looked at him like he was some kind of motherfucker.
I respect him as a man, the humane side of me, the hip-hop in me. I just can't.
Man, fuck the hip-hop in you. What's that? What is that?
I don't want to hear it.
What is the hip-hop in you?
Okay.
What's the hip-hop in you?
The hip-hop in him, this is what I'm saying.
I said you.
And
shit.
Me.
Yeah, what's the hip-hop? Cause it's you, it's you.
My hip hop, the hip hop in me is the same thing that was in him that
when
made him
shoot,
jump out the
when
window.
A nigga shoot back.
The hip hop in me is the same thing that made him jump out the window.
That ain't hip hop, bro. Don't make it look like hip hop. Goddamn, got some good shit on it, bro. It's a lot of bullshit.
It do
on that
got
too.
Good shit on it.
There's a lot of bullshit on that shit, bro.
It is.
More big, bullshit than good on that bullshit. Hip hop and me say, great job, J. Cole, saying fuck that shit and not giving them folks what the
you know
fuck
what?
They want.
But I can see what he's saying.
Fuck out of here.
What you basically saying, you don't want to see no more beef going on in hip hop.
What it's doing?
I can see that.
You see what I'm saying?
I can see that.
We got to separate beef from a battle.
I mean, beef, and, but at
the, it's not the same.
But
it's not the
okay,
same.
Okay, we can be
it's not the same.
We can be
you,
super.
You
the same.
No.
Not the same.
Like it ain't no spicy jerk chicken.
It
sauce,
ain't. It's not.
But it is.
It's not.
It can cause bullshit, bro.
It's not. Bro,
nah, but
anything
look,
could cause
nah,
bullshit.
Nah, I mean, we can on an analytical side, yeah, beef and battling is not the same or whatever. But this, we got to understand that everybody don't interpret things the same way. So somebody saying battle, we'll look at it like it's a beef. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they both kind of derive from the same terms. We getting into it. You feel me? But I can see what he's saying.
That boy I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas.
Nah.
Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear more a noun or verb from you niggas.
Well, go fuck what he said.
I'm telling you, you my homie. You can diss me, whatever you want to do, but I'm going, anytime I'm with you, I'm trying to make sure these niggas understand that I am the best. That's it.
Nah, that's cool. I feel you. Nah,
that's cool.
I'm with that. But what he's saying is he don't even do nothing to hint toward it. Because we see how far I could go.
Yeah, and I'm saying
it's not
it could.
Worse shit.
It's
it
could.
Not worse shit.
Cause
the
it could.
Same shit y'all doing. What is it gonna do? It's gonna make money, right?
And I'm saying
it's gonna make money,
I'm
right?
saying cool.
What is it gonna do?
You take that
what
route.
What is it gonna do though?
You took that route.
What is it gonna do?
And I'm gonna just say
pussy ass fans, lame ass nigga fans. Ooh, ah, ooh, he said that he did that. Why they can't get the same motherfucking money doing music together?
Who said they can't get the music together?
Why they gotta go against each
who
other?
Who said they couldn't
music?
Do an album together after that?
Who
said
they
couldn't
go
on tour after that?
Nah, fuck after that.
Who said?
Fuck after that.
They supposed to do an album
like
before that.
Stop acting like it ain't enough motherfucker crowns out here, bro.
No.
We they, all kings.
First
stop
of all.
Stop acting like it ain't enough crowns out here, like it's only one fucking crown.
First of all.
It ain't
all,
no just
first
no
of
one
all,
crown, bro.
They were supposed to do a joint album.
Fuck
second
here,
of
bro.
All. I didn't create this.
Mr. King is a king in every motherfucking goddamn city, state, country.
Hey, look, they supposed to did a joint album. Second of all, I didn't create this feud between them. They did. I just said.
You say they did. I think the people did. They digging so
nah,
far.
He
did.
Ooh, they did.
Because all they disses was
actually,
so subliminal. Like, actually, wasn't that motherfucker?
No.
People just pick apart.
No.
And just, come on, bro.
Kendrick came out first. We didn't even know that these niggas, that he wouldn't go even do no shit like that. He called them niggas' names out.
He said, then, stop sneak dissing. Y'all sneak dissing. Y'all want to join up and stop sneak dissing. They actually been coming for this nigga. They been sending shots at Kendrick for a minute now. He's just responded. And I'm saying, oh, if this the road you want to take, go ahead. But now you tuck your tail, okay, you out of the race. As an artist, you got classics. I respect you. You still a top artist to me. But you can't be talking about you better than this nigga. You apologize.
As a top lyricist, top MC.
You out the way. You're out of the race, bro. Let's let these
no,
boys.
No, he's not. Stop saying he out of the race, bro.
Yes, he is.
He can make good
he's
music,
not, bro.
He can
he's
make good music.
Stop saying
but
that,
no,
bro.
No. This
stop
way.
Saying that, bro. Because nigga, if in reality, nigga, he's a bigger person, the bigger man, the bigger king. To say, nigga, fuck all y'all, nigga. I apologize for that shit and fuck what you think, nigga.
And you
fuck
keep,
what you
and,
think,
and
nigga.
And I keep saying, as the man, I respect it.
No, you gonna respect it all the way, bro.
No, you
no,
can't.
Ain't no two sides.
And hip hop, you know, battling
way,
battling is an element of hip hop. So, under that aspect, he's out of the race, bro. You know, as
and
an
you
artist,
just said it.
As an artist,
so,
making
so,
as an
you
artist,
just
no,
said
no,
it.
So battling and beef is that totally different things or is it the same thing?
It's the same thing to me.
It's not the same thing to me.
It ain't the same thing to me. If we just battling, that's you know what I'm saying. We can do that on wax. You
so you just agreed with me after
no,
you
just
disagreed.
I'm saying without even. I'm talking about just regular music, bro. Not goddamn it. The same shit they've been pushing. Not that shit that y'all want to see right here.
So
y'all want to see them get in the ring and go at it. shit, bro.
You basically talking about like who gonna make the better music.
Battle is a battle. We watch battle rappers
Cole,
battle.
Do your thing, man.
We watch battle rappers say the worst shit about each other and shake hands after that.
Man, J. Cole, right? Do your thing, man. Yeah,
they do. We watch battle rappers say the worst shit about each other.
Shit about each other.
And they back. They cool.
That's what battle rapper about.
But he's always.
You making my point?
You know, that's they battle rapping, bro. That off the beat shit.
Bro,
but
he's battle rapping on the beat too, face to face.
Fuck that bullshit, bro. He ain't got battle rap, bro. He just got to rap,
bro. But he's formed himself to be that type of artist and that type of rapper when he says stuff like, motherfuckers better not test his pen or he going to do this. So
he said that. I didn't say it.
He just contradicted himself.
And you just said, we all hip-hop rappers, so you wouldn't understand the hip-hop in me because you're not a hip-hop artist.
No, fuck out of here. You crazy as hell.
You don't understand it.
I love to hear that bullshit, too.
No, you don't understand it.
The younger me,
do you rap?
No, I don't got to rap. I rap that shit just like you started rapping that shit. I don't got to rap.
But you don't come from the
motherfucking
hip-hop. You don't have a competitive bone in your rap to be the best. You're not out here saying you want to be the best in rapping.
Bro, you can say that shit, bro.
But you don't because you're not an artist.
Just talking, you can show the shit with your sales, bro.
Like, I don't even
with your fan base.
I don't even say that. But if somebody, when somebody come get to talking, and
you gotta feel like you the best.
I bet, let's get
that's in every art form. I don't give a fuck.
We living in a different time, bro. Maybe back then he probably was with this shit.
It ain't no different time.
I'm just saying, in his mind,
I can see that. I can see
maybe
that.
Maybe back then it was cool, Vito. Maybe was ready. Maybe
it's cool. If you gonna be righteous, be righteous.
Nah, let's be fair, because I ain't gonna lie, you being you Virgoing a little
no,
bit.
No, I'm not.
Nah, look, I'm gonna tell you.
Nah, he want that beef.
Nah,
he
look, I'm gonna tell you. I kind of see where he going with it. All right, so boom. He can relay. Maybe he did relapse. Maybe he did go with the peer pressure and drop that joint, then thought about it like, damn, I ain't even been on that type of shit. Woo, woo, woo. I give him that. But for the past, 15 years? About 15 years? He's been talking like he's just the cold, the hottest
you're
shit
saying
since sliced
the
bread,
same
bro.
Thing
that's
I'm saying.
What every
I said,
doing,
as
bro.
A man, what did I text you when you said it? What's the first thing I said? As a man, bro, I respect him.
No, that's what you said.
I said the same
I
exact thing.
Shouldn't nothing else come behind that, bro.
How nothing else should be coming behind
it? Because as a man, bro, you should let that shit stand on that, bro. Anything else with that butt shit and
it's
all
not,
that.
Because it's hip hop
and me and
it's
all that shit. That shit taken away from that man being a man, bro. Like being a real
he,
solid stand up man.
But he's not
for
a man in hip hop. He's a hip hop artist. So
yes.
At the same time as him being
he's
a man.
He's a fucking human being.
No,
bro.
He's that too.
He's a human being.
He's a human being. He's a man.
And
he's
a
hip hop artist.
Bogus ass decision, Joe, that he bagged up off of and he just said it, bro.
But you got
I fucked up. But I know I fucked up and I apologize for it.
But
and I can't sting no man for no
nah,
shit like that,
we ain't
bro.
Stinging him, but
I can't say no weaker man. He can't. He second. I mean, he third in that.
I can do
that.
You do it all day in sports. You do it all day.
Can't do that.
You do it all day.
He could.
Y'all mad at a nigga because a nigga passed the ball in a clutch moment when it's the right basketball play. Man, how you stinging a man because he making the right basketball play? You want him to take a shot and do shit that you want him to do because that's the way you think that it's supposed to go. Well, I think it's supposed to go like this, Cole. You talk that shit, you gotta live it. That's it.
Okay, you know.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Stop acting like he ain't been living the shit he done. He raps, bro. He raps. I don't care for what you talk about.
You ain't
bro.
Battle. Hey, you
man,
ain't battle. He's
fuck that battle.
He hasn't been battle tested.
Battle.
He hasn't been battle tested.
He has been battle tested.
Now that's speaking on to somebody this far.
How the fuck he ain't been battle tested?
Well, so far,
he got
been
this far.
For when you make a fucked up decision and have to apologize, you got to live with the decisions behind the decisions that you made. So
you
he
got
get,
to.
He
got.
Nah, he cooled that. He cooled that.
So he got
gonna,
to take
he
this.
Cooled that
he got to take this
weak ass shit.
Hey, Fo, I'm cool with it too. I'm cool with the decision he made.
But he know.
I'm cool with the decision that he made,
bro.
I'm cool with the decision that he made.
Well, y'all
but you gotta live with it.
Y'all better be glad that shit ain't sit right with his spirit. Y'all better be glad that shit ain't sit right with his spirit.
He talking to a nigga that was, I was ready for him to kill kid. That's my guy.
Fuck out of here.
But I got to fall back. But let's move on to somebody who did take the challenge. Who's really been battle tested. Let's put some respect on this nigga Drizzy Drake Aubrey Graham name, bro. Now, the diss record is out with Drizzy, and he said he don't give a fuck what Cole think. The die shit is weak as fuck. I don't give a fuck what Cole think. Drizzy.
That's the light skin shit we want to hear, man.
You back up one, Drizzy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Cole was supposed to come out and talk that light-skinned nigga shit, man. He did not do it, man. Drizzy did it, though.
That nigga Drizzy said, I never be a nigga number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your heads. He's talking filthy. That's what we want to hear. We don't want to hear no, it's just, I couldn't sleep for 7 days. My spirit. Nigga, fuck all that. It's rap.
Go ahead, boy. You podcasting. Go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead. That's what I want to hear. Drizzy is talking filthy. That nigga is talking
nasty
filthy.
Nasty work.
I'm talking
nasty
to you.
Nasty work.
You, nigga, you ain't, what
this
you
nigga say?
This
nigga say, is it a 20-v-1?
Nigga, what's a prince to a king? He's a son, nigga. Fuck you talking about? He's talking filthy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and if y'all didn't know, that's a response to King the Prince
Mike Al, Jack,
yeah,
Mike Jack Matt, Prince, yeah.
That nigga was talking, bro. I got to give him respect for all you niggas saying this
nigga
garbage.
Said Metro Boom and shut the fuck up and put some drums to the beat, man. He did some producers,
the
man.
The nigga said you niggas can't get booked outside of America for Nan.
I'm
out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. Nigga, you niggas ain't fucking. He said, he ain't got no picks. He on bullshit right now.
He said, all the reason they hype you up because they mad I'm lit.
It's the truth. Did he lie?
No.
Did he lie?
I ain't gonna say that.
Man, that's the truth, bro.
I fuck with K-Dot.
See, people think I don't fuck with K-Dot. I like K-Dot. He really good. I just don't like every album. But the shit he was saying, like, bro, like, that.
Like, also, let me just be 100. I fuck with K-Doc. I fuck with Kendrick. And I think I champion him because he is the more, I guess...
Lyrical. So they want to put him over Drake.
But Drake got more classic albums than that nigga.
First three
way
classic
more,
to me.
Way more. Kendrick only really got that one. I can't give him the Pimple Butterfly. That shit was weird as fuck. Two left field. But Drizzy... I think Drizzy got it, man.
Fuck that. I'm going to the lyrics.
I think Drizzy got it, man. Because
I'm on bullshit.
Look,
because
there's so many motherfuckers coming at him at one time, you feel me? A motherfucker kind of do want to see. As humans, we do got that. When a motherfucker two on top, goddamn it, we want to knock him down. You feel me?
Let's be real.
And that's why we kind of mad about Cole, because, yeah, a motherfucker do want to knock you out your slot, but you kind of just allowed it. But Drake is standing up for his motherfucker self,
Kendrick
bro.
Comes from the hood. Kendrick comes from a coast that's been dominant for some years. They want him on top so bad. He is more lyrical than Drake, so it's easy to put him over there. They will try to compare him with Drake when it's not really even close.
It's not comparable.
Bro, we fucked up ass people.
It's not, bro.
It's not comparable.
We make our shit out to, goddamn it, compete with each other and knock each other down off the pedestal to get, man, y'all motherfuckers.
I mean,
crazy,
that's
hey, fo, just cause you on your black power, man. Shit these days, everybody gotta be on black power, fo. It's hip hop, fo. It's hip-hop. Okay. It's not that deep, fo.
No, it's not that deep. No, because it take a lot of strength to be right there. And a lot of niggas that's black ain't got no power.
It do. Hey, but even, I look at Cole, I look at Kendrick just as righteous as Cole, but even
man,
he
get
say,
the fuck out of
man, here, man, fuck all that. I'm ready to wig out. You niggas want to play, let's play. And that's just entertainment, bro.
I mean, that's what hip hop was founded off of, two different sections.
He's saying this now because he's at this age. When Pac was saying, fuck Biggie Fat Ass, they was Pac crazy. I watched all these niggas do that. I watched them all do it. You just in your mature stage, so you saying that. You would say this.
I listen to Biggie too, though.
Huh?
I listen to Biggie.
You listen to Biggie, but you champion Pac. You can't tell me you didn't.
Nah, I just fucked it with Pac because Pac was speaking real nigga shit to me. To me. Like
and I fuck with, I don't fuck with Cole because he ain't speaking no real nigga shit to me.
Hey, man, it's all good.
I fuck with him. He got classics. I ain't racing his catalog. I'm saying,
yeah, that's your boy.
That's my guy.
That's your boy.
Just like, bro, you
it's
hype.
Like you can't believe nothing he say now. Huh?
No. It ain't. I can't believe nothing he say.
No, because y'all keep pushing.
Oh
this.
No, I don't want to hear none of that other shit.
You don't hear none
I want to hear the regular music.
I don't want to hear about you being a nigga testing your pen.
Yeah,
none of that.
I've been.
So he lost that from y'all.
See, you don't understand this. You want to listen to Cole's Friday Night Lights. I've been championing this nigga and battling against him for Kendrick all this time. He's been talking this shit. If this way he want to go, you say you better than him, I'm with you, bro. He can't fuck with J. Cole. And then you let me down as a fan.
That's like somebody...
You let me down as a fan.
That's like a motherfucker getting... That's like a motherfucker getting beat up.
Huh?
He just not in the same that's timing, the, bro.
How? When he just hold said on, hold it recently.
On. I got the perfect space, analogy. Bro.
He
perfect
just dissed him.
Perfect analogy. That's like a motherfucker getting beat up from where you from or whatever, right? They come back to you like, ooh, tell you what happened, goddamn it, and they come get the whole neighborhood, folks. You feel me? Know that y'all gonna ride, right? But then all the motherfucker gotta do is just swing on the motherfucker. Well, motherfucker come up and be like, I ain't even on that. How would you feel, bro? You was backing this man. You was championing this nigga.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. As a hip-hop fan, bro, And it's hard that you saying that because I'm not the only one. If I saw Styles P speak on this shit, like, Joe, I respect that, brother. But he confused. I'm confused, bro. You bamboozled me, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He fucked me up.
He confused me.
Soulja Boy can't never say he was the first one to do that.
Man, hey, bro. He might just broke a record, for.
But he made one. Shit.
I'm really standing on business and really being a real nigga in this motherfucking weak-ass hip-hop world.
And as a man, I respect that.
And all these fake-ass niggas in this hip-hop world. So at least he did something real.
Yeah, he did a lot of shit that's real.
Yeah, like y'all tripping.
Just right the hip-hop, he just tucked his tail.
He ain't tucked no tail. He ain't no tail to tuck.
He tucked his tail.
Damn, he ain't even have a tail, huh?
He ain't got no tail.
He just tucked the nut.
He tucked something. He ain't tucked nothing.
He ain't tucked no tail, bro.
He should not even apologize. He should have dropped that joint, goddamn it. Let it sim out there.
That man can't apologize.
If a motherfucker came out and said something, he should just let it go.
No, I ain't saying he shouldn't apologize. I ain't going to say that because I did say that.
He shouldn't have did that.
Just be quiet.
You shouldn't have dropped that motherfucker pump fake. Right,
I give him that, but you didn't drop it. Now.
I know that wasn't no real cold motherfucker put together shit. Cold shit would have been just like that motherfucker Drake shit.
He thought that shit was gonna be
hot. Actually, they was clowning him because they said it sounded like a Drake response. That 7-minute freestyle.
That definitely wasn't no Drake response.
No, the beat in which he came on, how he was sounding, the beat did sound like Drake beat. I will say that. Nah. He just ain't. Hey. Drake, good way to spin off your mans and say, I don't give a fuck what Cole thinks.
Hell, my mama.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Drake versus everybody. Let's talk about Rick Ross hopping into this shit, man. Drake is holding his own, bro. He's reaching a new height now because he's holding his own against all these niggas.
Hey, look, and if I, because Ross is battle tested. Ross is fucking battle tested.
What he finna do? He finna tell all the stupid ass weak ass secrets he know.
I ain't gonna lie. You got
your nose done like your daddy.
I wanna see Drake come up under this victorious.
Rick Ross, bro.
I wanna see Drake come up out of this victorious. I really do.
The shit he going at the man about is just corny to me. Off another nigga, cause he signed another nigga some shit that got to do with some business.
Like, nah, that's crazy. Weak, bro. That's crazy. That ain't his business.
But all the time he tender dick. He know what he is.
He know why he comes. That's what it is.
A lot of these niggas don't really be friends, like you said.
Yeah, ain't no friends in that weak
ass
industry.
Nah, but whole time we don't. Okay. So Drake did invite old girl. The girl he just, I guess, dumped.
At that point, he knew he unfollowed him, so he knew it was a problem.
Boom. Okay.
Ain't gonna come with this. I unfollowed you because you got them send a cease and desist to French Montana. Man, get
when
your fat ass away.
What do they got to do with him? That ain't got.
When
was
the cease and desist sent?
About a song called The Splash Brothers or some shit.
He got the right to do this. Shit is business, bro. That's why I keep saying you niggas. You niggas get around each other, bro. This how I know this shit just all fake, bro. Just pay attention to the next nigga that get hot, bro. You niggas get around motherfuckers and fake this motherfucker. Joe, this my partner. This my friend. Joe, man, y'all do that shit to get close to a motherfucker. Just keep on going with y'all music, bro. Stop acting like y'all really fuck with people, bro. It's different when a motherfucker meet you, Joe, or grew up with you, bro. And in this industry, bro, all that shit is fake, bro. Cause everybody is chasing dollars, bro. So I'm a fake kick it with you to get where the fuck I'm going to get the relationship I need. I'm a fake kick it with you. That's what the fuck they doing,
kick
bro.
Kick your back in
ain't
when
none
I
none of them
when
niggas
necessary.
Real, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still
hip hop.
It's still hip hop.
It's a fake ass.
This is I'm loving it. Fo, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm loving it, man. Yeah, I'm loving it, man. Because the whole time, Fo, this might be a ploy. These niggas may not even be into it, but goddamn it, just because we can see that niggas ain't been no real hip hop music been dropped other than the women or whatever. Not to get down on them,
man. Stand on that. Don't make two men goddamn it go against each other. Just
but
to
they know historically
hip-hop.
They
hip-hop
know
hip-hop dead, man.
But they
just
know historically this
that shit.
See,
this
is you taking it as we try to make them hype up hip hop. We saying they both saying that they better than each other. You act like we told them to go diss each other. I didn't tell them niggas go diss each other.
Man, that's part of the hip hop motherfucker makeup, bro. You got to goddamn it act like you gotta say you better than motherfuckers.
You don't gotta say a nigga album.
You gotta stand on your motherfucking shit like you better than a motherfucker.
You don't gotta say a nigga album week. This ain't the first 7 minute drill. Wasn't the first time he said that nigga album.
And it's a lot of niggas who don't.
But was it? It probably was weak to him. Well, that's his motherfucker opinion. Man.
I did, and that shit he did shit. Is weak to a lot of people.
Don't act like it wasn't weak to you.
Yeah, but I'm to you
weak. We can't let us because you throw that word out there. It wasn't weak. It just
said it wasn't weird.
It what the 7 minute drill shit?
Some of that shit be weird. Too far weird.
It was okay. It
might be cool for you. You so hip hop. You know.
You talking about the Pimp a Butterfly? What are we talking about?
Oh, the Pimp a Butterfly.
Man, I don't give a fuck.
Nah, that shit was too left field.
Man, take
it wasn't weak to me.
I thought you were talking about the J. Cole diss or whatever. It wasn't weak. It just that shit just wasn't my cup of tea, man.
It wasn't even weak to me. It was just a good start off record. It was that okay? I see you just gonna throw some shit out there. Play.
You did some old jazz scat pack shit. Okay, cool. It's some motherfuckers out there that like that. I ain't into that.
I actually like the album.
I didn't like the album.
Man,
I like
J.
that.
Cole ain't even stabbed that nigga. That wasn't no motherfucking great diss. He didn't stab
him. I didn't say a great diss. It was a good startup. It was when you playing with niggas like Kendrick, you don't bring the best shit you got. You throw out some shit. You think that's the best Drake got? Drake just put that out there.
No, yeah, because I had eight. Bro. Like, he didn't even sting him, bro. That's how I know that ain't even.
That
no
was just to say,
I know
respond.
You don't give a motherfucker. Straight motherfucker, bam, get it all to him at one time. I know you don't do that, V, but he didn't even try to pierce the man. Like, he really didn't want to do it, man.
Hey,
I
can't tell.
That wasn't no J. Cole, bro. Y'all could stop acting like that was a...
How you know that one J. Cole?
It wasn't trash.
That wasn't no J. Cole.
It wasn't trash.
You know him from dissing a motherfucker where he got...
I just know how he put these motherfuckers together, and that's not
you know how he put it together from an artist standpoint. You never heard him battle test and put it together.
You crazy?
Yeah, because it's...
That's two different things.
It's two different zones, two different modes.
Rapping and putting it together to diss somebody is
all it is add a little sense of humor, some funny messy shit.
How you know that?
Because we listen to him.
How you know that?
All your beats, what it is, what
it's
it
like,
is.
It's like with Drake.
Have you ever crafted?
Fuck this bitch.
It's got to be witty.
Goddamn it,
it got to be witty.
It's witty. That's what I'm saying. What it is. What's witty?
No, writing a verse. Writing a verse for yourself on some music shit is not the same as writing a verse for a nigga.
Put it like, let's take my situation.
Stop acting like this and don't have a motherfucking blueprint to it, bro.
No,
it
does have a blueprint.
But
that's
what
we tell you.
You got to be in that mold, though.
You know motherfuckers going to jab
you. You
got to
be in that mold,
let me tell you, this comes with the pressure of, I got, this shit might stink. The motherfuckers might not fuck with it. It's different from writing a verse. You'll put out a mediocre verse, but when you dissing a motherfucker, you be really, like, Drake leaked the record. You see, he ain't put it out the traditional way. Because he was worried about the response.
He leaked it. Yeah.
He leaked it and act like it was... That was because he had to see how the people feel about it. That's what I'm saying. Because niggas going to be like, oh, that shit weak. Or woo, woo. That's different, bro. You have to say clever shit a bunch of times, bro. You have to say a bunch of clever shit to make people say you go hard, bro. That ain't just writing a verse for 21 seconds.
Like when Drake be like, I'm in album mode. Like, you got to be in album mode. But then when you dissing a motherfucker, you got to be in diss a motherfucker mode. It's a whole different.
It's a whole nother feel, bro.
That's what it is, dissing. Yeah.
It's a whole nother feel.
Like, I was writing like R&B type shit at the time. And when I got into that situation, I had to throw all of that shit I was writing out the window and focus on this shit like this. And I had to get back. back to that shit. But it
and
took
you might
back.
Not even have it that day. You might really want to kill this nigga, and you just don't.
Ain't got it.
You ain't got it. You ain't got it. You like, and nah. Don't let him drop some shit that you feel like you under pressure. You like, oh shit, I gotta respond to this. I ain't got it right now. And it gotta come to you. That's different, bro. When you on the clock, especially when you know you playing with a
and
nigga.
And them battle rap niggas be choking up and all that shit. And that, it happens.
When you playing with a nigga.
It happens. I think he just choked up, bro.
When you know you got a nigga that ain't good, you could craft anything. Like, I know I'm gonna beat him.
You got nothing to beef with him about too much, bro. All them beats I know about, bro, them bitches started off something.
No, that's true.
Them bitches led from something, bro. So, like, this beef right here, bro, tell me what it's about.
Man, all them beefs live, it shit live from something, too.
But you know what? This another angle.
What this about? I bet this some gospel and shit,
nah,
bro.
Hold on.
I bet it's some motherfucking goofy
this,
shit.
This another angle we ain't look at. He did just do the song with Drake or whatever. They on tour or whatever. And then maybe he looking at it like, damn, Kendrick looking at it like I'm clicking up with Drake against him or whatever. So let me apologize to let a motherfucker not know that I ain't on that. You feel me?
It was before that, too, though. He been taking shots. He been saying
what they,
that.
What they taking shots about, though? What's the beef?
Yeah, this
about?
Ain't the first time Cole.
He been saying
what
shit.
Cole the beef
about,
been,
what the beef, what the
beef. The control
about?
Verse.
They been saying shit, bro.
Everything started.
For what?
How the many control times, verse.
How many,
I'm asking you a question. Like, where is it starting from?
The control verse.
Where is it
verse.
Stemming from?
I can't tell you exactly where it's stemming from, but they've been taking
verse.
Shots at
the
each other.
The control verse. The control. All this shit started because
go
of
you,
that verse,
go,
bro.
Go YouTube the
that
history.
Still got to come before that, bro. Like, nah. What was the
Kendrick
stem of this shit?
Kendrick,
like, why would y'all have any...
Kendrick feeling like he that nigga.
Slick dissing about each other on each other.
It could be a control verse.
No, Kendrick felt like he was that nigga. He called their names out. He called it. There was no dissing or sneak dissing amongst each. They was brothers and all that shit.
Nigga, the album was supposed to drop.
The control verse dropped, and everybody responded back to it. And it's been like that. It's been like this ever since that verse.
That might be the truth, because prior to that, they had the album drop. They said they had 5 joints coming. They already had 5 joints in the tub. They supposed to drop
all
the album.
All this shit started from Kendrick.
See, when,
they
when,
even rapped when, on each other beats. He did the all right. And he did the what's the name?
When y'all call friendly battle, y'all think them going at it just hard like that, that's friendly battle. That's not friendly battle to me. What they been doing, that's like friendly shit to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just slick this and woo woo. This shit gonna be some other shit.
I didn't say friendly battle. Right.
Now the shit with him and Drake might be some other shit.
I didn't say friendly battle. I said
you know
this is hip hop.
You know how hip hop motherfucker heads be like, Joe, there ain't nothing but a friendly battle. Like, you know how they try to soften it up.
I think in Kendrick head, that's all he looking at it as, because he's not looking at
Kendrick,
these niggas. He's not looking at these niggas like no street
dude,
niggas.
Because he's been saying it's the sport, bro. So when you go and watch Kendrick interviews, yeah, they going to come in. This the sport. This what we do, bro. This is a competitive sport. This what I'm here for. He know what he here for. And that's why I got to respect him on another level. Because for those who get it. Those who don't, they don't. Like, what? Like, I don't see why people acting like this man said he want to kill him.
Kendrick ain't in his head like it's a beef. Nah, nigga, I actually respect y'all. Me even actually saying y'all name should let y'all know that I respect.
It's a career killer. Fuck, kill him, literally. It's a career killer for any motherfucker.
Nah, let's just see who the best.
Because it put a stain on a nigga motherfucking shit. It's a career killer, man.
Stop
acting like Meek Mill ain't take no shot for that
stop
shit.
Stop acting like
Drake ain't just take a shot for when goddamn he didn't want to respond to motherfucker. It takes hits, bro.
And what he do?
Okay, how small, little, big, it takes hits, bro.
And what he do? He put out like 3 more platinum albums and went 3 more number ones and everybody forgot about it.
He just went to work.
Stop acting like
he just went to work.
Ethan's not a stain on J Record. Who cares? Motherfucker still say he the best. Woo-woo, he's like, who cares? That's a part
that's
of the battle.
That's
the
sport. It's the sport, folks, and I'm loving it, man. Keep it coming. You feel me? What Kendrick, like, what you finna say, nigga?
That's the sport. You need to start dissing, motherfuckers. Now, start now. Just go to dissing.
Why?
Might get on.
Nah, if he want to. If that's what he want to do, he doing it under the name
just,
of the sport.
Everybody just start dissing shit.
He ain't got no fuel.
See, I'm different. You got to do something to me, like, for me to start. We got to be into it for real, bro.
Bro, that's not the same,
but
bro.
I respect niggas who could, just for the sport of this shit, go ahead.
But that's not, it's not like he just came out like, I'm finna cool just diss him for the sport.
Too, bro, but like, I'm just saying like, bro.
Because I don't see nothing coming of this, bro. It ain't like bro. These niggas finna die behind this shit. Then go ahead, get out there, spit that shit, let us, you know what I'm saying? I don't dislike J. Cole, but he's not like one of my favorite rappers or whatever.
He's one of my favorite rappers.
I didn't like the diss.
Yeah, he one of mine too.
I didn't like the diss that he did, but I was still like, I still got to get a nigga kudos for even just giving an effort. Then he come back the next day and apologize.
I like the album and the diss was okay to me. I'm just saying, bro, if you gonna
get A for effort for me, at least for trying, bro.
I like the album. That this was okay to me. I'm just saying, if you gonna gracefully bow out, I will too. You ain't better than him. If you gonna quit, I quit fighting for you, saying you better than him, bro. As a rapper, cause you telling me you're not better than him. You saying, oh yeah, he got it. Cause you've been telling me all this time you a smoker. So I've been saying my man's a smoker. My man say he's a smoker. My man say now I don't want it. I apologize. Kendrick, I apologize for putting that man over you. You number two, bro.
And don't ask that man for no more smoke, my boy. Leave that man where he is.
I'm going to listen to the follow. Just don't be popping no shit like you better than Kendrick. I'm sorry, bro. I fuck with J. Cole music.
And that's his man, so you know what I'm saying?
It's just, bro, you said this is what you want to do. I'm still going to listen to Forest Hill Drive, still going to play that shit, bro.
He drop a hit tomorrow, I'm listening to that motherfucker.
Didn't stop listening to Meek Mill because he lost.
I ain't stopped listening to Meek Mill.
No, but I'm saying, if that's the case, what like the stain on his record, I still play championships. I didn't stop listening. I didn't stop listening to Drake just because he lost to Pusha T. It's like, Joe, it is what it is, bro. That come with it, bro. You're going to lose some. You're going to win some.
Yeah, because Pusha T can't drop. He not dropping none of that shit, Drake. Drop it. But what he did, I appreciate it for the sport, but I'm not listening to no.
Everybody takes an L, even in they top, bro. And that's what
Big
he has
took
done.
An L.
Big took an L. 50 took an L.
Hov took an L.
Game took it. Like, this niggas who took L's, bro. Everybody took
look,
an L.
Ross clean 50 up.
He did.
Ross clean team right up.
I could say Game be 50. With the 100 bars and running. What he was doing, the GU9 campaign.
Yeah, but everybody, wasn't nobody really even listening to him for real. Like,
I can't say that.
I mean, niggas was listening to it, but it wasn't like.
Man, that GU9 shit was moving, bro. That GU9 100 bars and running. It's just like, bro, why nobody get mad when Lupe challenged these niggas and started dissing niggas? Ain't nobody say, I don't want to hear that. Man, be righteous. Niggas let him diss Royce, all these niggas, and it was over with. And it was over with. These two righteous brothers doing what they doing. Even Lupe, like they said, bro, even Kid Battle Play.
I'm saying, bro, what I'm saying is, bro.
For Kid Battle Play at the party and they shook hands.
All I'm saying is, bro, I'm not taking nothing away from that man because he apologized.
Ain't nothing getting taken away from him. You just can't talk that shit no more, bro.
I'm steady taking something away from him.
But he can't talk.
He's steady saying what he can't do.
He can't do that.
No, I'm saying.
I'm not going to say that.
I can say that.
Well, he can do it. I'm just not going to believe it.
Because he did that don't make him less of a man of a motherfucker or a rapper.
I didn't say less
bro.
Of a man.
Or a rapper, bro. Me.
To you.
It don't make him less of a rapper,
to
bro.
To you, though.
Because, nigga, he could get them and still got them and do it and fuck back. Him up. He don't know.
To you, though,
he's
bro.
Back. He's back grade bro. C for me.
To
he's
you.
Back grade C for me, man.
He's not grade C. I just, if you can see, if this what you want, I respect it, bro. I respect the road you take it. You just can't be popping all this shit like Kendrick can't fuck with you no more.
He can. I'm just not going to believe you.
Kendrick can't fuck with him.
I hear you.
He already bowed out of that.
He already gave you your answer for you saying that.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he apologized.
He apologized.
No, he didn't. He gave that to you. He didn't give that to me. You got a missed message. I got the right message.
All right, so we both got missed messages.
No, I got the right one. I understood exactly what he was doing.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Man, I don't know, folks.
All right. That shit you talking about, man. Fuck that. That's for you.
Yeah, that's for me. That's why I said.
Fuck you.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Really? The nigga saying, God damn it, that, I'm on that. Hey, I can see what it's over with.
Well, he lost you, so he don't, he don't give a fuck.
No, he lost me as.
He still gonna get somebody.
Yeah, he lost me as saying,
I apologize.
He better than Kendrick.
Like, he lost you when he said, I apologize.
It's no reason to apologize. You did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong.
He almost had me.
Crazy,
he almost had
me. What'd he do wrong, fo?
As a man.
What'd he do wrong?
As a motherfucker with a mic in his hand. If he felt like he got to apologize, Joe, he apologizing to him, his people, his family, himself, his core fan base.
Hey,
he just standing with some motherfucking shit that you just ain't standing with right now.
What did he do wrong?
He felt like he got out of his body, bro. He felt like he got out of his body, bro.
With some subliminal shit?
Jump out your skin or some shit that you don't really feel comfortable with doing, when you feel bogus, when you like, damn, I'm bogus for that.
What did he do wrong?
Yeah, but I'm going to stand on that.
He felt like he got them. He didn't want to do that. He done something he didn't want to do.
Okay, and I said, since you don't want to do that,
apologized for it. You say he apologized for nothing. Like, y'all crazy, bro. Bro, I apologize for nothing.
Bro, he didn't disrespect Kendrick.
He apologizing for disrespecting this, getting out of his character, bro. Apologize to the world like, nigga, this not me. I almost set a better example.
A better example?
Man, bro,
talk to Mike,
bro.
Man, this nigga,
tripping, bro.
This nigga act.
I don't want shit for y'all, bro.
This nigga act like he killed the motherfucker.
He just fooled me, like.
No, bro.
This nigga act like he killed the motherfucker, man. He ain't killed nobody.
See where you coming from.
That motherfucker got to die for you, apologize?
No. It's not that deep. It's not that deep.
He apologized before the killing. Huh? Shit can get worse.
No, he apologized for he been doing this for 3 years. He apologized.
I can see where you coming from,
bro. Bro, you talk about a motherfucker, 99% of motherfuckers that's following, right? So shit, he over there talking on the mic, bro. So nigga, fuck what him and dude might don't want to take it that far. What if the people want to get them? What if them motherfuckers won't go
nah,
that far?
Nah, dude definitely want to take it that far, though.
Now, what if them people, goddamn it, just fuck Kendrick. They just beefing all out like the motherfucking Biggie and Pac them shit. We taking sides and... It ain't got to be them two. You can lay a bomb blow some shit up and shit can create his own motherfucking shit.
You right, but I don't see that coming in.
Oh, man, y'all true.
I respect Cole as the man. I said I respect
him. I said you respect that man as a man, bro.
I do.
With a butt, bro.
But the artist in it.
Wouldn't even be right there.
What you mean, butt wouldn't be right there?
Because you keep saying I respect this man as a man, but...
But
the artist in me saying he dropped the ball.
You wouldn't understand because you ain't a rapper.
Man, it's
a million other rappers saying the same thing.
Hey, folks, as a man,
I'm a competitive on any level, bro.
But it's it's not the same. It's not the same.
Hey, competing and comparing the same shit. If I'm playing sports, if I'm playing motherfucking street games, whatever the fuck it is, right? I'm a competitor, right? I want to win. Fuck is you talking about?
That's not
How
the same.
How you don't understand?
That's not the same.
Man, you tripping, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
You
okay.
Can't understand shit that you never did first.
Tell me that.
Okay, I give him that. I give him that. All right, so as a competitor, you're not gonna go back and apologize to a motherfucker who y'all been trying to beat each other out of the business. And when you finally go ahead and make a move to...
Forgot the business.
You trying to beat a motherfucker. Y'all been trying to beat each other out the business or whatever. You feel me? So when you bust a move, you ain't going to go back and be like, damn, my bad. I ain't even mean to do that. No, bro. You just tucked your tail.
Bro, that's like a nigga making beats. And I say, this nigga can't fuck with me. And then I go apologize. Say, I got out of character. Woo, woo. Nigga, y'all make beats, bro. That's what the fuck? Niggas do beat battles, versus battles. What the fuck?
It wasn't that deep to go apologize.
They say
it wasn't that deep to apologize.
It wasn't that deep.
It wasn't that deep.
It was not that deep. Niggas acting like this shit was got to be Tupac and Biggie.
He must got some of that Erykah Badu pussy or something like
that. Nah, I think for him, he just realized that he might can't fuck with Kendrick. And if that's what it is, that's what it is.
I see what you all.
He might feel like
you,
that.
He
be poking the back. You don't hear what he's doing though.
Bro,
that shit you doing, bro. Hey,
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real, bro. I'm just telling. I'm tell you the truth. As artists, we know when we can't do something.
When he cannot.
And when he wouldn't even done it. Bro.
When that thing dropped,
he might did it because you said we said it, and he realized that I can't fuck with this nigga.
Well, nah, when that I don't think that.
Hey, bro, y'all.
I don't think that. I think that thing dropped. He didn't get the reception that he thought he was gonna get.
Hey, listen here. If they've been having this beef for all these years, right? He an artist, right? How many motherfucking rounds do you think he already had, bro?
I mean, he been shooting.
Don't you think he got shit in the chamber, bro? But
they been shooting.
I know, that's it. How you think goddamn Drake ready? Drake got shit in the chamber. He ready.
Hey, bro.
You ready for just by being a motherfucker in this hip hop sport? You ready?
I can't think.
Especially when you at the top and you know another motherfucker at the top. You getting all your motherfucking shit together, right?
That's not true. Meek Mill wasn't ready.
Meek Mill was ready. He just wasn't ready for that nigga.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready for that nigga. He didn't have enough for that nigga.
He didn't even respond in time. It took him a long time to respond.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Because
he came off on some corny shit. He got mad at the man on some bitch nigga shit.
I'm cold in the motherfucker, but it's certain people
you don't be ready for.
It ain't about being ready.
I know he just had a little slight beef. No, nah, he came with that shit that he did.
But he might not look at him on that level.
Prepare
for Kendrick Lamar. Is not prepared for Diggy. Did he not come at Diggy?
Yeah.
Stop it, bro.
Hey, if he don't come at some Kendrick, you know he's gonna goddamn be ready, bro. You know he's gonna have shit in the chamber, bro.
I can't tell.
I don't think he wants that can't shit, tell. Bro. He just don't want that motherfucking that attention, bro. He don't want that.
I think lyrically, for every action is a reaction. I think lyrically he's been looking up to Kendrick for the longest.
I wouldn't say that.
God, I think so.
Man, see, I wouldn't fix my lips to say that.
I think so.
But I'm going to say, when you step in some big shit sometimes,
I always said that he was a mixture between Drake and Kendrick. And then when he seen the Drake shit didn't work for him, he went sort of the Kendrick route or whatever. And I just really feel like he overstepped his boundaries. Like,
I'm not going to say that. But I do feel like he knew he stepped in some big doo-doo. And he knows, like, I have to come with it to beat dude. See, it's the fight Mayweather sounds good when it's 3 months away until you step in the ring and you finally get
the
like
lights.
It's like, oh, I'm
crowd,
here now.
The noises
and this could possibly tarnish your career.
No, it is because it's gonna be surrounded about all that bullshit.
It can't tarnish your career if you win.
Hey, Vito, it's going to take away from everything that it's going to be focused on that thing. Him and motherfucking J. Cole into it. That's all it's going to be, bro.
But what I'm saying is it only can tarnish your career if you lose. If you so confident. Oh, my God. You so confident.
Nah, if you don't compete. Like you?
No, I'm saying if you lose badly, it's how you lose.
Oh yeah, you lose badly. Like yeah,
yeah, it's gonna be like, oh, we told you you can't fuck with Kendrick.
Like that's what hip hop is. Like WWE. You bring your belt to the motherfucking ring, bro. So
it's like
I'm finna get your belt.
No. It's not like WWE. WWE is scripted. You can control your own narrative when you rap.
Jada and 50 shit. Jada cleaned him right on up. You feel me?
Nobody cared,
and nobody cared. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
When I say that on Facebook today, motherfucker, he ain't did shit. Like, you got to go back and let motherfuckers hear the shit. You feel me? But he cleaned them right on up.
Yeah.
It wasn't that deep for him to be apologizing.
I'm just saying for me, bro, he moved to number three. He's moved to number three, bro. Just off the strength of that.
Ain't nothing wrong with three.
It ain't. He luckily he's still in the big three. See?
He's digressed back to a great seat of me life.
Oh, okay.
He don't even know you, King.
It's cool. He's still a great C, though. Like.
But this is great for hip-hop. It's definitely going to probably tarnish some relationships, but that's part of the game.
It may be a ploy. Maybe these niggas came together with this marketing strategy like, shit, let's just all lift our shit up. You feel me? Because a motherfucker going to go back and listen to old shit like a motherfucker could have been talking about. I think it's just a great marketing ploy because it ain't been a lot of hip-hop music been dropping outside of Glorilla, Sexy Red, and the ladies or whatever.
How they going to lift it up, though? Because, shit.
Because it's the...
They don't do ratchet music.
Beef always sell.
Who don't do ratchet music?
We in ratchet time. They don't do ratchet music.
Well, beef is ratchet.
Who gonna lift it up?
Well, J. Cole will do a ratchet verse on some shit, but... You know.
How who gonna lift it? They been lifted up. Huh? What you mean, how they gonna lift it up? They been lifting music up.
Well, hip-hop. You know, we was talking about this shit about, you know, they not signing a hip-hop act.
Bro, they... three of the biggest artists of this generation. If not the biggest three. That's why they call it a big three. How they didn't lift it up.
They definitely been holding it down. Them three names, Cole, Kendrick, and Drake, they been holding shit down. I think this is great for the sport. I don't think
this new generation give a fuck about them big three. They cool with Drake, the known name or the most popular.
I think that's not true.
I mean, you got your man.
I mean, bro, the man just got on a Lil Durk song, and it's one of the biggest songs of his era.
That's how he getting back in tune with this generation.
They fuck with it. The kids know it.
Nah, he had to do that, but.
If he dropped music like that for the rest of his career, he'd be alright. He'd be good. I don't think that it'll tarnish mm-hmm. it. But if he come back out under that, like he wants to smoke with the pen type shit, I just think he needs to.
Ain't nobody riding around listening to no J. Cole.
That's not true.
They ain't riding around listening to no J. Cole.
That's not true.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nobody riding around listening to no Kendrick.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's not true. That's not true.
We can't flex.
I don't think y'all got no cars.
I agree with you, folks.
I don't think y'all got no cars, bro.
Tickets say otherwise.
I feel that.
Streams say otherwise.
I know it's a land full of hip hoppers. Well, I understand that part.
You talking about
ain't nobody riding around listening to no motherfuckers.
What you talking about?
Cole in his
era. What you talking about?
Kendrick Lamar.
What you talking about?
Only motherfucker Drake possibly.
No, hold on. Let's put it in the context.
What is he talking about?
They're big enough to when they do come to the city, people are going to come out and see them.
Is he talking about niggas?
There ain't gonna be no motherfucker
niggas.
On us.
Nobody, bro. We not gonna sit up here and roll. Nobody, I'll be in the city. Nobody's riding around listening to Kendrick or J. Cole.
Ain't no motherfucker.
They're listening.
Ain't nobody
listening to Drake.
Your age.
They listen
from your age on down. Finna go to my.
Ain't going no J. Cole concert.
No, they going.
No Kendrick, no Drake.
Nah, they going.
They ain't going to Drake. They ain't going no motherfucking Kendrick.
Yes, they is.
They know the fuck. No,
they
no,
not
no,
listening.
I don't
see a lot of motherfuckers listening to Cole or Kendrick in the city or whatever.
Shit, boy. But some real shit, boy. Ain't no motherfucker on that motherfucker.
Are you speaking for Chicago?
We.
Are you speaking for the world? You not selling out no fucking arenas, bro.
Yeah, both
performing
of them.
Bro, new songs.
Bro, you know what the fuck I'm saying, bro.
I don't.
Joe, the world don't give a fuck about they underground searchers, bro. They don't give a fuck about the motherfucker top. They trying to find the motherfucker at the bottom.
So how does
they don't listen to motherfuckers at the top like that, bro? Drake, that's all. Big that. They looking for underground motherfuckers, bro. They on YouTube listening to motherfuckers you don't even know.
I can't agree.
I can give you that with the listening. I can give you that with the listening.
I can't agree with that.
I can get as far as like motherfuckers listening to motherfuckers.
Mainstream got motherfuckers. Okay, they got an audience. Drake them got an audience. Yeah, they mainstream, bro. But for the motherfuckers, Joe, that's these motherfuckers, regular motherfuckers, they underground searchers, bro. They listen to YouTube, bro. Listen to motherfuckers we don't listen to.
No, I can give you that, fo. I agree with you on that. I can agree with him on that.
On what?
Now, as far as people going out and seeing them particular three,
so
motherfuckers gonna go see them.
Motherfuckers like our little shorty that we fuck with, little buddy, right? Little Swerve Time. They riding around listening to some fucking.
No.
So what the fuck is you talking about? We talk about, bro, we out of here, bro.
Bro,
talk about this motherfucking new shit going on.
So what about the niggas that ain't like him? That not you acting like you talking about it's 18-year-olds and niggas his age who are straight squares. I show you niggas listening to them. You can't just account for the urban world. It's niggas who straight squares, straight college kids that listen to these niggas. You talking about one demographic, the hood. The shit don't stop at the hood, fo.
Bro, all the squares want to be gangsters. Want to be tough.
I show you a nigga who
so
made music.
To,
J. Cole is
listen to my fucking, what's the name then, bro? This is all the drill shit, bro. Everybody want to, come on, bro. The squares want to be, goddamn it.
Bro. Some, not all of them.
Music is a demographic. It's people, bro. You're talking about niggas who cater to the streets.
My little brother, I ain't gonna lie, my little brother Square, the motherfucker, his favorite artist is Ludacris, man.
And I can understand that, though. It's niggas who out here who scam, who sell perks, who sell this, who's listening to drill. And it's niggas out here straight squares.
What I do agree with him on, when I'm riding around in the city, just traveling, whatever, I never hear J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar.
You're not going to hear them. But go to the West Coast. Go down south. It's niggas who listen to them. It's people that listen to them, bro.
No, nah, look, like, I agree with them under that aspect, but
I'm not saying, bro, somebody got to be listening to them. They fucking the biggest. So, they the biggest artists.
That's like when I be artists. Saying, like, bro, ain't nobody that, riding bro. Around here listening to no motherfucking
I'm
Eminem.
You, these motherfuckers, this new generation, bro, they not giving a fuck about that, bro. They search for the unknown, bro.
And you speaking for what you know. You speaking because you in Chicago, bro. You speaking for...
It ain't just no Chicago.
How do you...
Chicago is a fucking... Chicago is what motherfuckers trying to be like.
Bro, what you mean ain't just no Chicago?
Everybody trying to be like Chicago.
It's different parts
of... Everybody moving and doing what the fuck Chicago doing.
It's different parts of Chicago, bro. Everybody don't listen to the same shit, bro.
Hey, Vito. Hey, Vito. Stop acting like it, bro. Stop acting like these motherfuckers ain't indulging into this motherfucking drill shit and this finding the new artists,
bro. See why he keeps saying drill shit?
They not entertained by that. That's cool, bro.
How you saying that?
They want to be down here over here with this ratchet shit, bro.
And that ratchet shit, when the numbers come out, it's not even close to these.
I'm not saying it's the shit. We don't just tell you what's going on, bro.
When you say nobody listen to J. Cole or Drake or J. Cole.
No, I get what he's saying, bro. It's like, all right, Eminem is one of the top selling hip hop artists ever, right? But nobody's rolling around. I don't hear no Eminem.
And if you say that, I understand. You're talking about niggas, but it's a lot of people that ride around listening to certain shit, bro. I don't listen to the shit that they listen to.
But
my little brother listen to Eminem. My little brother listen to J. Cole. He don't listen to Dirk them, bro. You see what I'm saying?
But most of the
my
shit
nephew them listen to Dirk them. I mean, listen to J. Cole them. Straight squares. They squares, bro. They don't listen to that shit. It's a nigga in my phone that sound like Juice WRLD. He listens to all three of them artists. He don't listen to no
Dirk. But Cole and Kendrick ain't necessarily being champion like
bro,
that.
He acking like...
What you mean being champion?
Like when I think of
like
Drake is getting...
people that you talking about, bro. I understand what you're saying, bro, but don't act like it's a lot of those niggas.
They're not the ones.
A lot of those right there.
Them not. What he's saying. Them not the ones. Them not the ones pushing. They're not the ones who gonna say, "Oh, this shit right here, cool." The motherfucker gonna stand on it. You feel me?
On paper, I'd be more right than y'all.
Nah, cause Drake the hottest nigga. All three of them.
On paper, I would be more right than y'all. Y'all saying nobody's listened to them, and these are the three biggest artists still to this day in 2024.
Nah, ain't nobody listening.
Not
to
the
them.
Top three.
What are you saying?
Just the two.
They not on these motherfuckers.
Hold on, you said not the three.
Because you can't put Drake in that. I'm not talking about Drake.
We're not talking about Drake.
We're talking about K-Dot.
K-Dot definitely. So.
It's a group
Kendrick,
of motherfuckers.
Kendrick
he got a demographic.
Kendrick just started tapping in to the point where, J. Cole just started tapping in where the youth starting to relate to him. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. He started dialing down a little bit.
He had to get on that song with Dirk to get that type of...
Like, motherfuckers know Kendrick dope as hell. Motherfuckers know J. Cole dope as hell. And motherfuckers definitely know Drake dope as hell, bro. But that ain't they thing, bro. They like the underground. They like unheard shit, bro. They like to be discovering new shit, bro. They don't like that shit, bro.
I just don't agree with that.
I hear what you said. Like, cause look, we got it's two different cultures in hip hop, bro. You got the commercial shit, then you got that shit what he talking about. On the commercial side, goddammit, nah, them niggas ain't necessarily the top selling motherfuckers or whatever. They got a culture.
And that shit that he talking about.
They got
always appears to seem like because he's around.
They've got more of a cult-like fan base. Like, Drake is just universally accepted, right? You feel me? But they have cult-like fan bases, so you gotta be a certain type of person to even listen to them.
You have to be a certain type of person to listen to anything.
Nah, because Drake is universal.
No, you have to be a certain type of person to listen to street music. Niggas, bro.
Nah, because I know some square niggas who love street
music.
And I know
some street
niggas who love listening to music.
Some followers, Joe. It's like motherfuckers wants to be on the side of bad, bro. Yeah, some good motherfuckers that grow up listening to some motherfucker Luke Page and all that shit, Joe. But Joe, it's not cool. So they get to the cool shit. You know what I'm saying? They can't be with the bitches listening to Luke Page.
Because
people not listening.
Speaking from
our generation and your generation.
Kendrick Lamar.
But that shit our shit is the last. Really, y'all shit like when, the last
when
of
they,
the
when they bring in
the real hip hoppers.
When they speak at J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, it's not in the sense of like, oh yeah, these niggas is the standard. Or it's more so like, nah, woo woo woo. Like, nah, Cole don't wear chains and woo. So I fuck with them because they got shit that kind of stand out about them that's not necessarily universally accepted. You kind of gotta like point. Take notice to it. Drake is a nigga. He's just universally accepted. Them niggas ain't necessarily
Drake cool
on that.
Because of the bitches.
The bitches and the music he make.
That's
they make dope
like
music.
Drake holds
they
the
make
bitches
dope.
Down.
Listen, they
Drake,
make dope music, but you're
going to put Drake
you're gonna
in
turn
radio
that Drake on.
With some bitches.
You're turning that Drake on. I'm turning that Drake on before I'm turning on any one of them niggas, bro.
Do you know how many women listen to J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar?
Nah, they listen to.
Yes, it is a motherfucker. It is some motherfucker green ass sisters
that,
out here that love that shit.
Soon
some
as
soul
that.
Sisters that love that shit, bro.
And it's
but
some
it's 100 million ratchet. Hood motherfucking chicken dog,
hey,
bro, this motherfucking bullshit, man.
And this is why I say it's wrong days. Because it
so
don't translate. You're telling
you,
me it's
babe.
This many people that listen to this type of music so much more than it falls shorter than these niggas who supposed don't be getting listened to.
No, bro,
every time.
Mainstream artists,
just listen to
bro.
What I'm saying, folks. It's a million, it's 100 million motherfuckers that listen to this sound that you just so you crazy about, but it don't translate on paper. It's 100 million more motherfuckers that listen to this, but these niggas fall hundreds of thousands short to these niggas because nobody listen to them.
Nah, you gotta understand, V. You gotta say.
How does that make sense?
Because there's certain playlists that people. Because there's certain playlists.
Always
that,
the real hip hop heads is always had the problem with this, the
what's the real hip hop?
Now listen,
like, you know what I'm talking about. The real rappers.
The playlist
rappers.
Now look,
ooh, DMX.
Like bro, well, DMX is
a rapper. Cause you before Kanye, I want what's the real rappers? Cause we talk about the cool rappers.
Don't act like motherfucker fuck with Kanye at first, boy. Like Kanye had to fit it, he had to get in.
Bro, everybody in Chicago was playing Kanye.
You talking about the backpack rappers?
See what I'm saying?
He talking
you
about backpack.
You go right into the motherfucker when the nigga get popping, bro. I'm talking about before that, bro.
Before what?
Everybody didn't get.
He talking about like
first,
the Talib
Kweli's,
come on, bro. Pharrell Munknown, them type rappers.
You say every hold on
the most deaths them type niggas.
I'm talking about when Kanye dropped, everybody was playing. You saying they wasn't?
No, I'm saying Kanye. When he put his music out, yeah, everybody had to follow in line. Yeah, everybody started fucking with Kanye. Yeah.
I'm saying that.
Kanye was cool. Sort of like the motherfucker who made that shit cool.
Yeah, he made that shit cool.
He made it
cool. I'm not disagreeing with
but
that.
But
what rappers he said, the real hip hop.
He talking about like Pharrell Munknown, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, Polya Lupe Fiascos, people who I guess would use verbiage that you don't normally use in your everyday language.
I can't call them that though. I can't call J. Cole. These niggas have hit singles. These niggas have commercially successful singles. I can't be talking about them niggas. You talking about them niggas.
But we got to look at, we at a different time in the game. No, still, V, it's like in the NBA or whatever. Okay, yeah, it's certain rules and certain things that changed in the NBA that allow them to be able to score 150, 160 points and all this shit or whatever. So it's shit in hip-hop that allows them to be able to still be considered conscious but still be able to come out with hit records. It just changed. Because, you know, back in our day, once you made this certain type of music.
But you don't look at J. Cole like a conscious rapper.
I do.
You told me you didn't just on the other podcast. Oh. You said you don't look at him like a conscious rapper.
I probably was bapping. I was probably
okay.
Bapping.
He's because I was saying he started off rapping conscious shit for Friday Night Lights. I just had to say, come on.
Any nigga that raps about how cold they are rapping, to me, you're a conscious rapper.
I don't know. Jay-Z do that too.
I mean, but Jay-Z don't spend a whole song talking about that. He'll mention that.
Jay-Z come from the essence of hip-hop.
Like, but he'll mention.
Right, he's right up. He knows. You know what I'm saying?
And that's even an argument. Jay-Z don't come from the essence of hip-hop because they would consider that. They would consider that era watered down because they wasn't talking about fight the power and shit. They say that's the era that.
Nah, he do come. Nah, he talking about he come up on the jazz doing Big Daddy Kane and shit.
Talking about
he talking about 80s hoes.
He know the history of hip hop, bro, to the point where
he talking about 80s hoes.
You know what I'm saying? Like
jazzo hoes.
I'm not talking about
Big Daddy Kane hoes.
Before we get off this combo, because we gonna probably agree to disagree. This is what I'm saying. a lot of that shit be looking so appealing and looking like it be so bigger than what it is, and then y'all come out. It's like the Finito record. Shit just went platinum. But in people's eyes, people, oh, this shit is the biggest soul. But then you'll see a nigga like Cole and them or Kendrick Lamar and them. See, and just because it's two sides of Chicago, bro. It's a hood side, and it's people who got them into the Nike conventions. It's people like Frank who listen to this type of music. And y'all be saying that. It's a lot of niggas who listen to Griselda. Just because you don't hear people playing Griselda where you at don't mean people don't play.
Nah, I hear Griselda being played.
Do you hear Griselda?
No, and it's popular music. And it's unpopular music. It just has always been like that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, but so. I'm just saying, like, just because you don't hear it don't mean people ain't playing it.
But the world listens that to still the don't shit make that it everybody popular. Listen to.
What you mean? They who said it's popular?
You know what I'm saying?
This still don't make it popular, though.
What don't make what popular?
If everybody not listening to it, okay, you got two different type of playlists. Everybody feel like everybody do. You got that playlist that you let everybody hear, right? You feel me? Then it's the shit when you by yourself and you listen to because you think a motherfucker may not like the shit that you listening to.
You got shit.
I think Cole and Kendrick is that for a lot of niggas. You feel me? Which is why they on paper and it translate in real life that they big as they are because a lot of niggas do listen to them, but they're not championing that. They're not broadcasting it like I'm listening to Kendrick. I'm
it
on
translate
this.
Because people really do listen.
Nah, I know they. Really,
it's a lot of people that look good on paper but can't sell tickets.
But this is what I'm saying.
Because nobody's really listening to that shit.
So when,
but in your eyes, you thinking like, oh, they playing the shit out of this. No, they're playing Kendrick Lamar. These niggas are getting booked outside of the country, bro. It's people playing this shit still to this day, bro.
No, it's they mainstream, bro. But at the same time, it's motherfuckers, Joe, that loves the motherfucking club performers. It's motherfuckers that's underground, that's getting the bag off club performers, and they having sellouts. So it's like motherfuckers, it's like... like down south artists and shit, they you know how motherfuckers move around back then and shit, strip underground club, shit. Yeah. That's how motherfuckers they
shit,
support
you,
them.
You can play at the strip
what he's
club.
Doing
support
is them. He's taking different parts of life. It's people who make music for the club and they club people. It's people like you don't go to every event expecting to hear the same type of music. You don't go to a shoe convention and think you just finna hear all trap music. Woo woo. No, they're playing hip hop shit.
I'm just saying what's on the streets, bro, and what the people.
The streets
with.
Ain't the whole world, yeah, folks.
But he, I think
you just proved what I just said.
Whatever you want to say.
He's talking from a street perspective.
Nah, look, perspective.
What he's saying
a club,
is
whatever the fuck. Whatever
women
the fuck
are the number one consumer, bro. Women are number one consumer, correct?
And they got a crazy woman fan base.
Nah, they got. We
not saying they don't have a fan base. You acting
but
like
more important is more is like. I'm just looking at it from like a Drake, Kendrick, Cole. If it's them three, if all three of them niggas is playing.
Ain't nobody eating no good food because it's hefty. Everybody eating bad food because it's
If all them
good,
niggas got a show on the same
so,
day,
the
who
same
you think going,
music,
who, what show you think everybody going to? Who going to have the most people at their show?
I can't say that.
Drake.
I can't say that. I can't say that, bro. I'm being honest with you. Them three
it's
niggas.
More women that's going to be at that Drake concert than men going to be at them
I
J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar concerts.
I think you really don't know that how big
bro,
these...
Bro, do you know how...
No, they big, bro. But you ain't acting
they
like...
They ain't got hit records like
money?
Fucking Drake.
Who the fuck bro. Spending the money? Niggas ain't spending the money. Drake bro. Carrying the women. So you telling me Drake ain't got them?
Well, Drake ain't what?
He asking you, who the fuck you think? And you talk about, I can't say that.
Because it's a lot of women that love J. Cole.
It's a lot
Kendrick
of women,
Lamar.
But it's more women that love Drake's music more than they love Kendrick Lamar's music and Cole music.
How do you gauge
because
that?
Because the type
R&B,
of music,
doing,
the type
he
of music that he makes.
The fuck is you talking about?
The type.
I've heard a lot of women champion J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. I'm just being real.
I'm not saying that they don't listen to that, see, but I think it's more. I think more so on pay. Or it translates. He's bigger than both of them niggas, bro.
Is
he not bigger than both of them niggas?
I'm not.
And it's the reason he's bigger than both of them niggas because of the music that he makes is for the demographic that's going to come out and motherfuckers support him and probably support everybody.
Not,
women are the biggest consumers. If you get women on your side, goddamn it, you're going to always be
winning
good
sales. Too, because he has another country that backs him.
Now the country, that's even more. You feel me? So
I'm not saying he's not bigger than them. I'm saying, you ask me if they got a concert on this day, who concert they going to go to? I can't tell you that.
Who you going to?
I can't tell you that. What you mean who I'm going to?
All three of them niggas. What concert you going to?
I'm probably going to go to Cole.
I'm going to Drizzy.
I'm not. I'm going to Cole concert. Because that's where all the hoes
going to be at. I'm with King. I don't do too much with King all the time.
I'm going to go to Cole concert.
Yeah, we playing Two Friends Training with your ass.
I know a lot of women, actually, that's on the book right now. That this is the shit they love.
I give you this.
Put the poll up, like.
I give you this.
Put the poll up,
I give you this right here. There's more women at Drake concert, bro.
It's gonna be more. It's gonna be wall to wall bitches.
I ain't saying J. Cole ain't gonna bring them in, but I'm just saying.
It might be a better quality. Better quality. Shea butter, you feel me? But I'm talking about it's gonna be more plethora of women at that Drake concert, bro.
I hear you though, and that's another thing when it comes to. Y'all just be fooled by the perception, bro.
No, we not fooled. Yes, sure is. Who's the bigger artist? Who's the bigger attraction out of all three of them?
Hey, stop acting like out of history of motherfucking music, bro. Like, Drake give off a better I can have a one day girl type energy. Them other niggas are married and motherfucker goddamn in a relationship, bro.
I mean,
so
that's
it's,
cool.
It's plenty of motherfucking women up there throwing the motherfucking panties and bras at Drake.
Could it be that you just misinformed?
I'm not even listening to them type
of
records.
Have you been to a J. Cole concert?
No, I haven't.
To say these type of things?
No.
It all depends on what type of shit you into, though. You feel me?
And that's what goes back to the age thing. You think people
been to a Jay-Z concert, right?
Yeah.
And how that was?
What you mean?
Did you feel like it was more women than men up in that joint?
I wouldn't know because it was a lot of people. It was sold out. So what the fuck? If it's sold out, it's sold out. How you gauge?
There were more niggas in there.
It was mostly niggas in there?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
That's cap. That's cap.
You're going to have women in there, but I can see that it being more men.
Nigga bring this girl.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's cap.
It's not a group. It's not a group of women.
I'm saying something was cap.
That was cap.
The group it's you not, was in was more motherfucking niggas.
That's cap.
Hey, look.
Oh, my God.
How many women have you known that got together with their sister circle and went to a Jay-Z concert?
A lot of women.
Beyonce had to be there.
No, a lot of women.
Beyonce had to be there.
When we went to the concert, it was fucking probably more men and probably about 3-4 women.
Ain't no group of women finna go what see no that, Brazil done nothing like that, bro.
See how the perception, what he tried to use. Bro, you ain't looking to that crowd and see just like, oh, it was all niggas. You didn't look like it was majority niggas. You can't say
what concert
that.
Was this?
I bet you it was more.
We gonna count the crowd. Like.
I bet. See, if you know, you be acting like you don't be knowing how shit go.
No,
yes, it was more motherfucking drug dealing ass niggas with they motherfucking side pieces and they new piece and they motherfucking old piece. Yes, it fucking was.
That's how you feel.
Or she bought him the tickets knowing that he wanted to see Jay-Z.
Come on, man. Stop acting like, goddamn, that's what I see. I don't know what you see. You short. You probably ain't see over the crowd.
I didn't see over the crowd because I was on the floor. What you talking about? I was on the floor. I didn't have to see over a crowd.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. We got to get out this. We for the close this, but we got to get out this hood perspective that think it just shit run around the hood, bro.
Nah, shit do run.
People don't listen to Tyler, Creator. Don't nobody ride around listen to Tyler, Creator, right?
They don't.
I was bumping that Eagle Life. I don't know what y'all.
People don't run around listen.
I was bumping that Eagle Life.
They don't, but it's a group of motherfuckers that it's a motherfuckers that fuck with them, bro. You feel me? It just is.
And it might be more than the motherfuckers that you
that
did.
That pop album he did, I fuck
just
with.
Just ain't cool in my world.
Yeah. But them niggas that you think cool in your world, them niggas be goddamn it have to shut their tours down because they can't sell tickets. Then this nigga go sell out Madison Square Garden. He from the whole fucking West Coast. He go sell out the fucking Madison Square Garden.
Because he had
the number one pop album.
What you mean?
We ain't in it for you. Because you, you got the big venue, bro. We don't give a fuck about that, bro. We coming out to have fun, bro. I don't give a fuck if you in the motherfucking club, bro. If it's okay and it's popping, bro, it's popping. You could be at the fucking goddamn United Center. If it's popping, it's popping, bro.
No,
I don't give a fuck because you're in there.
That proves.
Yeah, on
what
paper.
People listening to.
Okay.
You can't say what people ain't listen to. It's like, how? It's just not in your world.
A lot of people go to concerts because they ain't got they ain't shit else to do that day.
Bro,
or they want something to do.
You don't sell out arenas like that, bro.
Underground is still a thing, boy, and it's still popping, boy. Like it's still
and that's
popping.
Not even considered underground.
Don't care about mainstream like that.
That's
when it
not
get mainstream,
underground.
Motherfuckers, you know how black folks is. Just once you get on. Motherfucker, like, kind of like
what you talking
about. I'm not gonna lie. Rest in peace, my boy. The more famous he got, the more I was falling back on.
What he
yeah,
talk?
That's just how people is, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker only rally behind you when you got something like you trying to get somewhere.
Like
you, know
you don't need me no more, my guy. We done pushed you off. You feel me?
What he's talking about underground is that's not even underground though.
What it is?
Griselda is underground. Skills, niggas that's not known, they got fan bases like MF Doom. Them are underground rappers. You talking about, them niggas are practically
Griselda's
mainstream.
Not underground to me.
They is.
Nah. They on the ground. They up there. How the fuck they underground?
They underground.
They known.
Who
Griselda? They just ain't. They
you
just
say Griselda?
It's just not the thing. Hip hop is just not the original
can no
hip-hop
longer,
is just not the thing,
bro. I wouldn't necessarily put them underground.
They're underground
they
rappers.
Have a cult-like fan. Base, bro.
You dog, your underground is wrong, bro.
Nah, your underground is wrong.
Nah,
your underground,
underground
is more mainstream.
Motherfucker, goddamn it.
Nah, underground technically is where you not known, bro.
It's
you underground, bro.
MF Doom is not known to who? Him?
No, MF Doom has a cult-like fan. These people have cult-like fan base.
You just said Griselda got a cult-like fan
base.
Bro,
you underground, bro.
No, MF Doom is
underground. It's still got to be discovered, bro.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true, bro.
If you underground, you got to
see,
be found.
And this is why you got to understand that's not underground.
What are you talking about?
No,
that's how I always
underground
thought. Mainstream is you out there in the front.
Bruh.
You, the topic.
Or you
underground,
underground, infamous, or you just famous?
Bro, underground.
Being infamous, because a lot of motherfuckers are infamous. MF Doom is infamous. Griselda is infamous, meaning people know them, but it's not as much as like a Drake or whatever. But
MF
they're still
Doom
known.
And Griselda are underground artists.
They're not underground artists, bro. All
right, bro.
Because is Tech N9ne underground?
They're not underground, bro.
Tech N9ne
sell
more than
all them
niggas. That's just what
it is. They're not underground,
bro. Tech N9ne sell more than who?
All them niggas. All who? All the top acts, bro. His venue sell out.
Who are the top acts he sell out?
Drake.
Who are the
Drake?
He do not sell more than Drake. That is a lie.
Drake got to split that check up, bro.
That's a lie.
Drake got to split that check up, bro. Anybody that's seeing 90% of profit.
Tech N9ne to the point where you can see it.
Tech N9ne, you can. SoundScan proves it, bro. You think they underground? You think Tech N9ne sell more than Drake? Y'all niggas is crazy.
Home, he probably take home a nice piece of change, bro.
Bro, if
to
you
be
think
where he at, bro.
I won't even look that shit up. I know he don't sell more than Drake. He ain't gonna sell more than Drake.
But come that on, man selling more than a lot of motherfucker that's
he's doing good
Drake.
Business. Kendrick Lamar?
Come on, bro.
He said he sells more than mainstream artists.
It's a motherfucker artist that's in the mainstream that he making more money than, bro.
I didn't say he's making more selling shit than them. Like
yes.
Who? Name them.
Anyone.
Because he named Drake.
Any motherfucker by it. Anyone you want to name.
How many albums Drake sold? How many millions of albums Drake sold independently?
What are you talking about?
How many albums have Drake sold? Millions of albums Drake sold independently.
Why? You said
he sold more records. Because Drake needs a... Okay.
Cause he looked up his thing and found out he didn't get the ass he want. Now he's been trying to make a point.
I know Tech N9ne ain't selling too, so he's looking it up for nothing.
Go tell me you wrong and then try to make a point.
He's doing swell.
Anytime you independent and you selling any type of records, you're doing swell.
He's selling millions of records.
Bro, you can be independent and don't make shit. You don't make shit independent.
This is why listeners key. I said anytime you independent and you selling records, you're doing good.
Tech N9ne made the Forbes list 2015 for $8.5 million for just
how many did he sell for a CD?
Record sales and touring.
Let me look. I know Tech N9ne one of the top indie artists, But you're not finna sit and tell me no shit.
He's not selling more than Drake because Drake got the machine. Drake got everything.
He said this. Yeah, Why is he letting this leave? He said this. I didn't say that.
He can't be. Because Drake got a big old plane. I'm talking about a motherfucking 747. 787.
Hey, bro, I'm going.
His shit, goddamn it, a real plane. They he can get snatched out
that shit, goddamn it. That machine stop fucking with him and it'll be over with. Like it's going up. What's going on for Meek right now? Tech9 been doing this shit for decades by himself independently.
Meek and Drake are
millions.
Not the same.
So
no,
you can't. You can't
so stop
you
that. Second of all, you could say what you want.
Hey, dude, get his out the mud though.
You could say
dude got his out the mud.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But
you can take his shit too.
You can say what you want.
To me, that's worth more.
You can say Drake.
All right, look, he don't sell more than Drake. You know what I'm saying?
I was being a little overzealous.
You made a statement saying
Drake could go independent, might do nothing. You don't know that, bro. You don't know that.
Then go do
Drake
it.
Drake ain't going independent. Drake gonna die before he go independent.
Do it.
What you mean?
Do it.
Why he gotta do it?
Do it.
Man, that motherfucker.
Show
and
prove. The same reason Cole had the motherfucker. The same reason why Cole shouldn't have had the motherfucker apologize. It's show and prove, nigga. If you can do it, do it.
If I'm getting the same results, why did it matter?
He ain't getting the same results,
How?
Bro.
He got to
bust that check up.
Bust what check
he
up?
He got to bust that check up,
well,
bro.
Drake got a big ass check to bust, Joe, so everybody happy.
You don't get a jet just off just being broke, now.
That ain't even no, they calling that a jet. That is a boy.
You don't get no jet off
it. That is a boy 757. What the fuck?
Stop it, life. You said like.
Puff got one too, life. But they
Puff
said,
got bread. Jet.
They about to take
Puff
his.
Ain't got no
Puff
plane.
Got bread too, though. That stopped that.
Puff ain't got no
They
plane.
Finna take that, life.
Hey, Puff bro. Got bread. That stopped
hey,
that.
Listen, Puff got a jet. He got a 7-seater or some shit like that. This motherfucking Drake got the president plane.
That's because this nigga from Canada. They be spoiled.
I don't
give
a fuck where he from. I just know he got a big ass plane, and it ain't no jet.
Man, hey, y'all niggas is
put the poll up, like.
What's the poll?
What was the poll like? Who the biggest who if Drake if it's Drake, Cole, and Kendrick doing a show on the same day? Who is everybody going to see? Just put the poll up, like. We gonna see, like.
All three of them niggas can go on a motherfucking concert together, bro. That bitch gonna sell out.
I think that all three of them should have sell out on the same
and
day.
And it's gonna be different type of people, though. Like, it's gonna be different kind.
Y'all both making my point. When you said it's different type of people.
He always say we make a motherfucker making this
point. You're saying it's gonna be women there, but it's gonna be a different quality of women. You saying that it's people that do listen to that's 18 that listen to J. Cole, but it's different for everybody because that's the point of the artist. That's all I'm saying. You can't just say it's gonna be more because goddamn it, Drake got a lot. Like it's a lot of women that listen to these hip hop niggas, bro. You acting like these niggas
I'm acting like in this day of age right here.
Bro,
Drake is the big man, right? But stop acting like if Drake have a concert, right? And let me give you one. And Rod Wave have one. What you think really going on?
If Drake and Rod Wave have a concert?
Yeah, I'm talking about I'm giving you a motherfucker that's a little bit, you know.
What you telling me? I'm trying to see because
I ain't gonna lie, they ride away crazy like a
Shorty's gonna sell out too. What are you saying? I don't get the point.
I'm talking about the age brackets and shit. Cause you sitting there acting like this generation that's going on now is just fucking gone in the head about these.
No,
two,
what
three,
I'm saying
these
is,
niggas you talking about?
If they both they sell not, out, why is that the not. Point?
They're going to ride waves.
If the point,
you get what I'm saying? Like these people is not riding around here. They listen to Drake cause he's mainstream. And he got that shit. Stop going like you. They going
but
around
he
here
just
listening
named
to J. Cole.
A mainstream artist with another mainstream artist.
They mainstream artists. Not. We look at Drake them.
But
and
you
all
was just comparing it to the underground.
Nah, I hear what he's saying. Like Rod.
No,
Wave,
I'm not finna let him do that. He was just saying they listen to underground artists. You know, Rod Wave is not underground. They already discovered him. You said I'm not talking about the main artists. We talking about the people
them.
Underground.
They still fuck
nah,
with
but he's going back to the Cole and Kendrick
the fuck
conversation.
Is he talking about?
The Cole and Kendrick conversation when we was talking about it, he was talking about they not listen to the main, they listen to the underground. They listen to people that we gotta look for. He just said that. We don't have to look for Rod Wave. He's established already. This is
Rod
there.
Still up under them,
it's there. But we don't have to look for Rod Wave. But he's an icon with multiple hits already.
They go to Rod Wave.
Huh?
They'll go to Rod Wave shit. Deep in the motherfucker. See, all age brackets.
Bro.
Fuck is you
all
about?
Age brackets might go to Drake. Younger crowds are going to go to him because that's their age thing. But you just sit here and told me, the artist you talk about is the artist you got to look for. We not talking about nobody who's established who's selling out arenas already.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They not going past all, like the Durkios and all that shit, bro. They not finna jump over Durkio and Rod Wave them, talk about some motherfucking Kendrick and them motherfucking J. Cole them, bro. Is you crazy?
What you mean, jump?
It's Durkio on down, bro.
But your name. Man.
They ain't got put a dirty old them. That's what's popping, bro.
And it's a certain group of people that do listen to Dirk, bro. But it's a lot of
you
people.
You, on up to my age group and on up. That's it, bro. I'm just telling you.
That's not true.
Nah, because I got a little homie. It's not true, bro. He ain't into none of that drill shit.
You sadly mistaken, bro. You just don't.
Some handful of motherfuckers, bro.
How you making this bold claim that it's a handful of motherfuckers?
It's a handful.
How if you don't be in a party with the squares?
All I hear is motherfucker Ratchet and Drizzy.
Because you in that party.
You feel what I'm saying?
You're in that party.
I don't hear none of that. Boy, I don't even hear R&B. So don't
because
come to me
you
with
in that
bullshit,
part.
Bro. I don't even hear R&B, bro.
Yeah, they're
what
not
that
playing
mean?
No R&B.
So what that mean?
Fuck is you
so
talking
they not
about?
Playing SZA?
Not at the parties, like.
Bro, y'all done lost y'all fucking mind, bro.
Whatever party you going to,
here.
They playing the SZA like.
I'm out of here, bro.
Let me know.
We out of here. We out of here. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you right there. I only need about 40 seconds of your time, so please listen closely. I am Vito Van Gundy, host of Vito's Corner, the podcast. Yes, your source for unfiltered hip-hop discussions and latest trends. You want to hear about top 5 rappers of all time? We got you. You want to hear about the current events in the hip-hop culture? Say less. You want to hear a good convo and get a good laugh? Then Vito's Corner is where you need to be. That's right. Remember the name, Vito's Corner. Click the link in the description right now to follow Vito's Corner on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.